The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Wednesday.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Sir, it's time to rise.
Let's go! And a one, and a two, and a...
Hey, Phil, do you put anything on your hair? Is there anything that makes it, you know, really thick and full? Because you got a nice head of hair, man.
No, I think it's more genetics than anything. I've got some, like, Greek in the back there somewhere that gives me a solid head of hair.
That's what I'm talking
trying to grow
about.
My hair back. I'm using this onion juice, and it's just stinky.
He's balding. Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad.
I think I'm going bald now.
Time to shave your head.
Look at him.
Phil, if you were balding, would you just shave it all? Because you do have great hair. Would you just be like, you know what? I got to shave it. Or would you try and, like, because you've got that, like, kind of it combs over anyway. So would you, like, maybe try
would
the comb over first?
Quit asking
Phil about
his hair.
I think I would hold on to the comb over for as long as possible.
Beautiful.
But yes. I think there's a point where the shave just looks better, you know?
There you go.
He's bald.
We gotta shave your head again, I think.
No.
You're a bald-faced liar.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I love waking up in the morning.
Is it me, or is this show getting weirder this year?
You never can tell what you're gonna run into in the morning.
Showtime.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dex.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dex.
Good morning, Tia.
Good morning, Steph.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Oh, hi.
Stephnia.
Hi, hello. It's good to be here.
Good morning, Dex.
Good morning, Dex.
Hi.
Don't tell yourself good morning.
I didn't. Welcome, Starm. That's you out there listening. The Starm. 6:07 in the a.m. Good morning.
Dude, I am so stoked for this week. Because it keeps getting better.
It feels good outside.
I will say last night, those thunderstorms kept me awake.
Really?
I had no idea there were thunderstorms last night.
I didn't hear anything.
High of 86 degrees, by the way. 86 degrees. Makes me so happy.
Make that happen, Lord. Glory. That's great.
Thunderstorms didn't wake you guys up last night?
Not even a little bit.
Didn't hear a thing.
It was awful.
Did it rain?
Yeah.
Good, my backyard needs it.
It rained quite a bit last night.
Man, I want it to be fall so bad.
I did too, actually.
I'm ready for some fall time action.
We're 33 days away until Labor Day, which is the first day of fall.
And I'll tell you what, this week is any indication, today, 86 degrees, Thursday, 86, Friday, 83, dipping down. Thunderstorms throughout the week.
Dipping dots.
I'm okay with that, minus the fact that this entire weekend... my boy has a baseball tournament.
He's not going to be here.
In that's Grants, right. New Mexico.
Yes, he know. Your boy has a baseball tournament.
Come Luke on. Jeter.
Baseball. Hey.
Baseball tournament.
Y'all
I know that sounds crazy.
Baseball?
I know. No, that's weird.
We're with this.
They're predicting
shock.
Temperatures to rise again next week.
Yeah, they are.
Y'all ever heard 90s. Of a baseball?
Oh, good morning. We got this live line. You can text the show. It's 585.
Live.
That's right. 585-5483. Text us. Communicate with us.
Yeah, we got a pretty great request yesterday after this show from is that Wisconsin? W-I?
Mm. Yes.
Watertown, please, pretty please, do a Steve-O Dex Tao lunch mix intro thing. That would be sweet. Either that or a metal lunch mix.
We can't do that because of
Daniel.
Can we
do a metal lunch show?
No.
Gosh.
Kind of. I mean, if you're going to do a mix, you got to go dance down. All right, everybody, you're in the mix.
Whoa. Welcome to the mix. Your 12 o'clock lunch hour jam.
Sandwiches.
Twix
I like soup and sandwiches. 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 I like soup and sandwiches.
Don't forget the Cheetos. Doing lunch mix right all day. Except just for 1 hour. And that's why it's called lunch mix.
Yeah.
There you go.
At the deli.
That's pretty good.
At the deli.
That's the name of our rap group, is At the Deli.
At the deli. I like that.
You know, let's keep it going.
Lunch mix. You're dialed into the lunch mix.
I love soup and sandwiches.
All right, let's not strain our voices, guys. Surly. Halfway through that, I was like, oh, man, I need to just chill.
I know, dude. That shredded.
It did.
You know what, though? We were super legit because you guys were doing the low, and then I did the high
you
crane.
You did. That was good, man.
All the metal kids were like, oh, my gosh. This is
man, sorry, guys. That was not smart.
Oh,
and that let that be a lesson to all of us. Metal is not smart.
That's true. Gotta be a... Get out of professional training.
Warped Tour update. I saw this band play. I was walking around with Jamil, and there was this band called Ice Nine Kills. I'm sure many of our listeners have, especially the metal ones, have heard of this band. I don't understand, because the singer guy, one of them, there's always a thousand, and the guitar player, and the other, they could all sing...
Right.
So I'm talking theatrical, like show choir voice.
Yeah.
And like he would go on AGT
Increible.
And he would win. That's how great of a singer he was.
Yeah.
It sounded like orchestral. It was operatic. Any word you want to go for, like to describe this incredible voice. And he'd be like that was his song. And that's how it started. It sounded like Beauty and the Beast.
Oh no.
It really did. Like I thought he was about to go kill the beast. And I think it was intentional because the name of the song was The Beast.
Nice.
And it sounded like that. And then it was like, no. And then it was like,
wow.
And then the guitar player was singing, and he could do these crazy high harmonies.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any of the talent from these guys. They were extremely tight, very talented,
just
like
all
musicians.
Over the place.
Incredible. I don't understand the purpose. Mm. He's shredding the crap out of his voice.
Yeah.
And when he's 40 something, he's not going to be able to talk.
Mm.
It blows my mind. I just don't understand. They were so talented. Yeah. I don't understand the purpose.
I don't either, man.
That's just me. Just personal preference. Yeah. Not saying good or bad.
They're on the Warped Tour.
Yeah, they're doing way better than my band ever did.
Know.
And they had a big crowd. Lots of people enjoying it.
Huh.
Singing about Hailing Satan or something like that, but
really?
They had a huge crowd.
Wow. Gosh. Sounds like a kind
of... I think most of those metal bands that do that, that's part of the gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's an act.
Hope it's worth it.
Hope it's worth
the price. Selling your soul to Satan.
Well, I think they're just getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of those guys.
By Satan.
Ooh.
Getting paid by Satan.
Let's see. How are you guys doing? Anything to talk about this morning? Anything in your lives happening?
I think you're having a bad week, Dad.
Oh, no.
And I think you need to reach out to the Starmie. Tell him what's up.
Ice Nine Kills does a good version of Someone Like You by Adele, by the way.
This is who I'm talking about. This is this man. This dude right here, singer, good, like bass player, drummer, guitar player. These two cats right here, incredible singers.
Incredible.
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 This guy was singing so high, it was blowing my mind. I was like, he is up there. He is with Celine. He was in Celine territory.
Wow.
He was
dude,
way
yeah,
up there.
They cover Adele, apparently.
Why don't you guys
What happened to metal, guys? What happened to metal?
I have a home update.
Oh.
The Toth family is now homeless.
Oh, no.
They had a bad day yesterday.
It was a bad day.
Really?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah,
what happened?
Thought we had the house. I mean, we still have the house technically, but it's the landlords are not communicating with each other.
Oh, no.
But one landlord's telling us one thing, that, oh, yeah, we talked to the new landlord and gave you guys a great review.
Yeah.
We talked to the new landlord, and guess what?
What?
Never talked to your landlord.
What?
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if our old landlord is talking to somebody else other than the landlord that needs to find out if we're good tenants.
Hey, man.
I need to move into your house.
Okay.
It's time.
Gotta do it.
You know what?
I was going to say you need to move to the west side. But I mean, that's...
Well, yeah.
We talked about that this morning, too.
That's the west side.
I was like, dude, it'd probably be so easy for you guys to get it. And he said, oh, man, there are some beautiful... How beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful on the west
so
side.
So many.
But the problem really is his kids are at that age where if you took them out of school, even if you're in the same city...
It'd be bad parenting.
Why would it be bad parenting?
Because they... Especially Caleb. He's going to be 15 in October. He has all of his friends.
Did you know that in middle school, this is why I messed up.
Wait, okay, just so...
I had sixth grade.
Just so we're... before we go, you're about to say why this is not bad parenting, but you just said why you're so messed up.
Well, so, according to him, it's bad parenting. He's calling my mom a bad parent.
No, you said it was bad parenting.
I spent sixth grade at Van Buren Middle School, right here in Albuquerque. Then I went to West Las Vegas for seventh and eighth grade in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Then was shuttled to Roswell, New Mexico, to NIMI for my freshman year of high school, and the first 2 months of my sophomore year of high school, and then ended up at La Cueva here in Albuquerque.
So you're saying that was a good thing for you?
I met so many great people. That was the most confusing thing I've ever
heard. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you had so many, many friends.
You know, if you're an outgoing person like me, you just loved not having anything solid or foundational in your life.
Yeah.
Your family's your foundation, yo.
I'm not going to do that to my kids. I'm just not going
to
do it.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. Hey, it's Steven.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully, please pray for us because it. I don't know. Maybe we're not supposed to get into the house. I'm trying to have a positive outlook on it, but... right now, it's like we have everything boxed up, ready to get packed into a moving truck, but we don't know where
we're
going.
Here's a question. If you did move, can't you be like grandfathered into like a certain district?
Now, that is something to look into.
Yeah, you could, but the drive?
Oh, okay. Ugh. No, that's fine.
Yeah, Leslie's
so
not
you're not
that.
Really willing to make sacrifices for
your children. Gosh.
You just
would.
No, that's cool. Be homeless.
I would.
Let's be homeless. That's fine. Just be homeless.
Don't.
Leslie, I've already talked to Leslie about it. She said she's not going to make the drive every morning.
Okay. Don't bother. Well, you know what? Here's I'm just saying to Leslie, not to you, because she's the one that said she doesn't want to make the drive. Caleb will be driving in a year or so.
I know.
And here's the other thing. Think back to high school and all of those friends that you just had to have when you went into high school. How many of them are still your friends? Ask that to Leslie.
Ask
that to your wife.
Oh, I know.
La Cueva. We were in classes together in high school.
Your
wife and I.
I get it.
Just ask her about all those La Cueva friends that she totally kept. Right. And then think about why you really need to keep in the same school district.
Okay, now we're diving back into Steve-O's heart. Because he feels wronged about losing a friend.
No, go to the West Side. I'm saying they don't matter.
I want to go to the West Side.
I retained a solid zero high school friends.
I did too. I don't keep in touch with any of my high school friends.
Yeah, but when you're
now on Facebook. Oh, that was a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
Guys.
He's stuck. Hey, there's a little booty crack over there.
Yeah. He got some tight jeans on this morning, buddy.
Steve-O walked into work this morning, and his pants were unbuttoned. And I said, he walked in, he was like, man, I was going to try that cold shower thing, and I woke up late, I couldn't get it. And then I said, your pants are unbuttoned.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Steve-O, that's what fat people do. You're not even fat. By the way, that picture, you need to ask permission before you just post a picture of me half naked on the internet. Thank you very much.
You were topless.
Man, I go log on to Facebook. Oh, let's see what's going on. And boom, there I am, just shirtless.
Looking really good.
You know, standing next to two superheroes.
No.
You know, Steve-O's got this six-pack abs. And then Teo, he's just sitting there looking all hot and GQ magazine.
Thanks, bud.
And there's me. Yeah, I love the comment. Oh, I love how Dex represents the rest of us here. Just overweight and obese.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're not overweight or obese. Well, maybe you're not obese.
Yeah, go to Steve-O's Facebook page and check it out. It's great. Thanks, man. The week before you posted awful picture of me in a chair where you could barely see you guys with your shirts off, but me, it's full on.
Oh.
I mean, just... In effect, I mean, the belly's just rolling. Again, never ask, you know, permission.
Okay. Okay.
It's very embarrassing.
No, it's not. You have no reason to be embarrassed.
I'll take my shirt off right
now. Oh, man.
Take it off.
I'm gonna...
Gosh, that was amazing.
The radio sounds better when you take your shirt off.
I know.
I'm sorry, Dexter. I didn't even think to
I'm
ask.
Just kidding.
I just assumed since it was a screenshot of... stuff that's all over the internet that it would be acceptable to have a screen grab of something again all over the internet.
We're going to end this discussion.
Okay. Let's see. We have a marvelous show today. Lots to talk about. But first, let's talk about what today's all about. Today's August 3rd.
Today's actually Rocket's birthday.
No kidding? How old is he going to be?
One. My dog is 1 year old today.
My dog.
Did you do anything special for him?
Well, we had a birthday party on Monday for him because we thought it was Monday. Come to find out that all vets put their birthdays as the first because it's easier to send out their vaccination forms and stuff.
So how'd you find out it was actually today?
Josette.
Oh, wow.
Sweet
August Josette. 3rd, date of birth. His birth certificate.
Hopefully we'll get to hang out with her again soon.
Yeah!
We're looking at 33 days until Labor Day.
Can't wait.
We're looking at 2 days until the Olympics in Rio.
Did you guys see what happened yesterday?
No.
With the like they had to delay the Australian team swimming practice because something washed up.
What? What washed
up? It was a hand covered in feces.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
These Olympics are going to be so entertaining.
Awesome.
This is going to be
directed by Quentin Tarantino.
We cannot call that entertainment. We're all talking like we have that discussion. Like, if you would you go? Would you go? And it's like, yeah, I would go because it's the right thing. And now it's like, yeah. Entertainment. Yeah. Look at these. These aren't real people. These are other people that I can laugh at because this is a comedy.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
2 days until Suicide Squad. If you are a big
We got to talk about that coming up.
The reviews have started hitting the internet, and they're not very good.
Suicide Squad number 1 releases today, actually, so we should do a little mini comics corner. Okay. Talk about that.
524 years ago, in 1492, Christopher Columbus
sailed the ocean blue
for the Orient from Spain with his three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. He ended up discovering America instead. The voyage cost about $7,000.
Whoa.
$3,000 for his three ships, his personal salary of $300 a year, and $2.50 per crew member per month. 67 years ago, in 1949, the National Basketball Association was formed.
That stands for the NBA.
In what year?
1949.
Nice.
Classic.
And how old is Tom Brady today?
27.
32.
39. Oh. James Hetfield? Lead singer? Metallica?
Metallica!
The original metalhead?
Yeah!
He is 52.
60.
53.
Oh.
And Chrissy's favorite person, Martha Stewart, is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, dude.
Steve-O's wife, Chrissy. She's beautiful.
Wait, is today Chrissy's birthday?
Yep. No, today is Martha Stewart's birthday.
Oh. Okay, Chrissy's... I was going to say, she can't have August. August is mine.
Yeah, no. Chrissy's is in January, the cold, dead month of January.
How old? Martha.
I know, so I don't want to say. She's the same age as Captain America.
January, as the breeze blows through and the icy winds represent that which is our love affair.
You know what? She is the same age as Wonder Woman.
No.
I know this because I follow her on social media.
She's 75.
75.
Boom! She's trying to give out hints without saying it.
338-3700 is our phone number. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
What's up, man? Wait, is this good? Because this is an early call, but
yeah, this is an early call.
Yeah, this is good because you were bringing up the Olympics. I was listening to this sports radio show, Bomani Jones, and he was talking about, I think this is kind of interesting, how in Brazil, you know, they speak Portuguese, and the United States starts with the E, I believe, when they spell it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do the Parade of Nations, the United States is going to be kind of first, and usually they're at the very end. So NBC's viewers stick around until the United States finish their parade. So they're saying that the NBC was trying to tell Brazil, hey, let us go at the end. They weren't kind of telling them why, but you know what I mean? So they can hold on to the viewers for NBC, which is, I think it's pretty interesting that what America would do to,
ratings, man.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man. Just let it happen how it happens, man, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's crazy. So, are you guys...
Everybody's going to watch the U.S. and then, boom, change the channel.
But are we... Are we going to watch?
I'm not watching any of this.
Opening ceremonies are like
frightening things are going to happen.
You guys got to be full of it. You guys are not going to watch any of it.
No, I'll tell you what's full of it is the water in Brazil, and I'm not going to watch people swim around in it.
Yeah.
I thought that's interesting, but
40% filled with feces. Did you hear me? The water is 40% feces.
Yeah.
And that's what they're swimming around. And they issued a warning that said, hold your breath, do not get the water in your mouth, or you will get...
Don't go underwater.
You will get ill, very ill.
It's
just a warning. They're like, you have to swim correctly or you will get very ill.
It's going to be interesting, guys.
Yeah.
Really will be.
It's terrifying.
Oh, man.
Why are we having the Olympics?
Mm. Let's see. On the show this morning, America's Got Talent.
Oh, no.
AGT recap. The live show has started.
Awesome.
Did it start last week? Did the live show start last week, or did it kick off last night? Do you know, Steve-O?
Live show kicked off last week.
Okay.
This is the second round of
the live show.
The live show. So we're getting 12 more contestants last night, I guess, right? And 7 will remain alive tonight.
It was an interesting night.
Did the little girl sing? I don't know my name.
No. She didn't.
Waiting for
But last night on AGT, a guy put a target in his mouth, and his wife tried to hit him with the flaming arrow. But, well, she missed the target.
Okay. No, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
She
Bring
missed
it on.
The target.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to tell you the rest because I want you guys to stay tuned.
I can't wait.
I just NBC'd you.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
What did the Sinatra crooner?
Yep.
Yes.
He did.
Okay, good.
Brooklyn, represent. Yeah, there's some Sal Valentinetti, the pizza driver from Long Island.
Yes, dude.
And he's lost like 50 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, since he auditioned,
I like that.
He lost 50
I don't
pounds.
Know if I like that.
He still looks great though.
Whom?
He still has about 150 more pounds.
Sal, the crooner, the
from
crooner
Jersey?
From like yeah.
I grew up in New Jersey.
Yep. So
I
we
did
got
it
a,
my way.
Got a good AGT recap coming up. Whiskey Tango this morning. Let's see. Pokemon Go update for you.
Yeah, our boy Matthew in St. Louis just sent us another story.
Dude.
We got to throw into the update.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Going to be a big show today, everybody.
Yeah. Huge.
Wednesday. 585 Live. Text the show if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. Be right back. Headlines. We'll check the roads.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama says his beef with Donald Trump is deeper than a policy difference. He says the Republican White House hopeful lacks the judgment, temperament, and understanding to serve as president.
There has to come a point at which you say enough.
McDonald's has gotten a boost lately from offering all-day breakfast, stock up about 20% in the past year, and now the fast food giant's making more changes.
Chicken McNuggets without preservatives and burger buns without high fructose corn syrup.
Tour bus crash in California.
The fifth named storm of the hurricane season. Season's taken shape. Tropical storm Earl could pose a threat later on this week to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
In what could be another sign of a strengthening economy, Americans have been shopping more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was strong.
Health officials are warning pregnant women to stay away from a part of Miami because of the Zika virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new advisory for Miami's Wynwood District, where 14 people are now thought to have contracted the virus through mosquito bites.
6:40, good morning.
Good morning. Hi to Dave, 86 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic. Traffic! I'm not seeing anything. Earlier, when I pulled the traffic map up, there was an accident. I guess it happened last night that was super serious somewhere in Wyoming. And there was still like a red diamond there, but it's gone away.
Oh, man.
But it must have been a pretty bad accident.
They're okay.
Yeah. That's really good. Traffic!
Yep.
Big show today.
weird. It's like our, I think our CD skipped.
It did. 585 Live. You can text the show. Call us up. 338-3700.
Give us a call.
We'll do an AGT update a little after 8 o'clock.
Yes. I'm so glad that you're here for that. We could not handle it without you.
I'm sure you guys did just fine.
No, we didn't.
I'm interested to know how Sal did.
Oh, Steve-O?
What?
You?
Huh?
Did Steve-O just say that?
No.
This man over here knows what's up.
He's been watching, I know.
And that's what's up.
He's been watching. It's a good one. Someone almost died last night.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah. I can't wait to play it for you guys. It was crazy.
Thanks, baby man.
Let's just jump right into the news. Do you want to kick it off with, because I didn't put this in your news, but off the air.
I would love to.
This is news we need to talk about so we can get you guys praying.
Okay, wait, what are you talking about?
The Under Oath guy.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. I saw it on my Facebook. Sorry about that. So, the singer of, the original sing screamer of Under Oath. Way back in the day, I think he was on The Changing and The Times and Previous. Mm. His name is Dallas Taylor. He was also the singer of Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, which if you were an M88 fan or especially an early Static Radio fan, you heard a lot of Maylene and the Sons of Disaster because that was Matt Gentry's favorite band.
Favorite band.
Yeah.
And he would never, ever shut up about them. And even though we saw Matt Gentry all the time when we came here, every time we'd show up, he'd go, "You guys ever heard of Maylene and the Sons of Disaster?"
Every time.
Yeah, that's Matt Gentry.
Yes,
not a
Matt
joke.
Gentry. Yeah. Yes.
Till we finally had him at Freedom Fest, and then his dreams were realized.
And then he was like, wait a second.
And then he rode off into the sunset of Tucson.
And one thing that's not a joke, too, is Dallas, the singer, was in a bad four-wheeler accident last night and had to get airlifted to a hospital in Dallas. And now there's like a GoFundMe for medical expenses. At first, it didn't look too good, but now it's looking like he's going to pull through. He's still unconscious as of the latest update I read from his brother.
It happened late last night, right?
Late last night. Yeah, the latest update is from 2:40 a.m. this morning, and there's a GoFundMe campaign like with $75,000 medical expenses.
Wow.
Probably just a shot in the dark, but they're saying that he's going to be in the hospital for a while. He has tons of broken stuff, lacerations, internal bleeding, and head injuries.
Wow.
This is from his brother's, or from his brother, yeah. So it's a bad situation. For Dallas Taylor right now. So you guys pray for that family.
Yeah, not a good idea to ride the ATVs in the middle of the night.
No, I guess he hit a sign or something.
Man.
Bad situation. That was the beginning of the news. And now, the rest of the news.
Ooh, I like that.
Rest of the story. You guys ever heard of Paul Harvey? Good day.
Good day.
Yesterday, while we were doing the show, it was yesterday, right? Yes, because we were interviewing Sergio.
Sergio.
A riveting interview.
Sergio Mendez. Yes.
Dex got all of his questions answered.
We didn't even ask him about the Olympics. He's playing because it's in Rio. Oh.
That's what we should ask him about. It's like, so you're going to go out to the ocean and get a little drink,
little
refreshing? A little refreshment.
Gross.
There? There was an Amber Alert during the interview. And I went back and made the podcast, and like part of the interview was gone because of the Amber Alert. But the child was safely located after the Amber Alert, and the mother was arrested. A 3-year-old girl who was abducted from a house in Santa Rosa has been found safe, a New Mexico State police officer said. The abduction of Marlia Gwynn, is that name? Marlia?
That's a good name.
Prompted an Amber Alert Tuesday morning. After initial investigation, NMSP Sergeant Elizabeth Armijo said the girl's mother, 34-year-old Charity Chino of, I forgot how to pronounce that name, but it's where the fires were.
Tohajali?
Yes. Broke into her home and unlawfully took her as she slept. Gwen's father awoke, found his daughter missing, Armijo said. At the time of the abduction, Ms. Chino was not authorized to have contact with Marlia or Mr. Gwen. State police officers found Chino and the girl in Tohajali, located on the Navajo Nation. She left the house voluntarily and was taken to Albuquerque to be interviewed, Armijo said. She admitted to forcing her way into the Gwen's home, taking the girl in violation of a temporary protection order. Police charged Tino with aggravated stalking, child endangerment, kidnapping, and burglary.
Wow.
Medical personnel checked on the child. She is temporarily under CYFD custody, Armijo said.
Man, so glad that...
I'm glad they found her and she was okay.
Yeah, that was... That Amber Alert was trending on Facebook, man. I mean, it was like worldwide.
Okay. Anton Yelkin received the recall notice for his Jeep.
Really?
7 days after his death.
Whoa.
Man.
I know his family's suing.
Yeah, his family's attorney says, quote, the safety recall was way too little, way too late. They should have never used this device. Gosh. Anton's parents have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler, the company who manufactured the vehicle. The lawsuit claims the gear selector was defective and that its poor design was the reason it rolled back. At a press conference, his dad said, quote, he was our only son. It's against nature when a parent buries his own child. And his mom said he never cared about being a star. He loved life very much. His death is going to save some other life.
It was hard watching that video this morning. Poor parents, man. That's just so sad.
Not good. Not cool.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, you know, it was not an intentional thing.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine getting that notice 7 days after it and being like, oh, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This makes me upset because I like to floss. I'm a flosser. Mm. I'd be flossing my game, keeping it 100 24/7.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm always on fleek, except when it comes to my teeth. Part of the reason I floss so much is because I have terrible teeth. Mm. You guys were talking yesterday about your wonderful teeth. I was just over here in a corner stewing because I have really crappy teeth.
They're not the worst.
No, they are the worst. Do you know how much it would cost to fix my teeth completely?
Yeah, I don't.
Between $10,000 and $15,000.
That's real.
I don't see anything wrong with your teeth.
Because the front ones are okay. Once you get in the jungle back there.
Man, you know really? What you are?
It's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's worse than Axl Rose on a Tuesday night. I don't know.
In the jungle, baby.
Yeah. You can finally stop lying to your dentist about flossing, everyone. The Associated Press just looked at the research on the benefits of flossing. They got the Department of Health and Human Services to finally admit, quote, the effectiveness of flossing has never been researched as required.
What?
Yep.
That's we read this morning. I was going, what do you mean?
There have been plenty of studies on flossing, but none of them have definitively found that it helps you get rid of plaque or prevent gum disease. The AP looked into 25 of the biggest studies, found all of them were actually unreliable. So why has the government been recommending that we floss every day for almost 4 decades? Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
That's it.
Google pretty much. That one.
A dentist from the National Institute of Health summed it up. Quote, it's low risk, low cost. We know there's a possibility that it could work, so we feel comfortable telling people to go ahead and do it. That's probably true, except for one thing. Floss is a $2 billion market around the world, half of that coming from the United States.
You would think, though, when you go to the dentist, that's half of a good cleaning is the flossing. The flossing. So you would think that a dentist would know whether or not it's you need to be doing it or not, right?
I mean, that's what you would think. And I like flossing, but I think now I wonder about things that we do, because most of things that we do is a placebo effect.
Yeah,
like they help a little bit, but not as much as we think. It's kind of like when you're lifting weights and you're bench pressing and you have a lot of weight and you have a spotter, and then that person will just put their hands on the bar to, quote, help you pick the bar up, and they're not doing anything, but mentally you see someone helping you, so you push harder because you think they're bearing the weight of it. Take that any way you will, because that can be applied in so many situations on so many levels. Mm. Placebo effect. Crazy. Got some random facts. You want me to jump into them?
You go right ahead.
Is that where I'm jumping? Am I diving on in?
Jump right in.
In the Grimm Brothers' original version of Snow White, the story ends with the evil queen being forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dance in them until she died.
Oh my gosh!
A little different from the Disney version.
What?
A little bit different.
Just a little. St. Louis hosted the third Olympics, which were in 1904. They lasted 5 months. Only 11 other countries sent athletes, so the U.S. dominated. That's how we do. They won 239 medals, while no other country even won 15. Is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
That's nuts.
Found it on the internet.
Gotta be real. Wikipedia. People around the world ate almost 98 billion packages of ramen noodles last year. That's approximately 14 packages for every single person. I have not eaten ramen in at least 6 years.
Wow, that's all my family and I eat every night is ramen.
Well, you're in a different situation right now. Soon you'll be back on top. Sriracha has a rooster on the bottle because the guy who created it was born in 1945, the year of the rooster.
Really?
I had no idea.
Hipster sauce?
Hipster sauce. That's what
Why is it hipster sauce?
They put it on everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Love sriracha.
Huh. If you love sriracha, you're a hipster, is what I read.
Yep.
What about Frank's Red Hot?
Same.
Oh, man. That's
is that hipster? Nah. Because it was like, well, I liked Frank's Red Hot before there was sriracha.
Yeah.
A guy in Georgia went nuts last week. Because his wife made him a grilled cheese sandwich that was a little too cheesy.
What?
He screamed at her, pulled the phone out of the wall when their daughter called 911. So he was arrested for obstructing a 911 call and criminal trespassing.
Oh, man.
I mean, how much is too much cheese? Because you want to have a slice on one half of the bread, right? And then you want another slice of cheese on the other half. And then depending on it, like if you do green chili in the middle,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best way to do it.
I like to put avocado on mine.
Ooh.
Maybe a slice of tomato.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise in there.
Nope.
Hell yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Oh,
what?
So good.
On a grilled cheese?
No, you can put anything in there.
It just became a tuna melt. I don't like it.
Tuna melt?
Yeah.
No way.
According to a new survey, 12% of people say the person that they're with isn't, quote, the one.
What?
72% of them say they're totally happy with that relationship anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No comment. I'm just kidding.
The one for me.
Why did we all get really quiet?
Because we're all thinking about Rachel McAdams.
Fail! Fail! Fail!
Am I right?
Oh man, that was fantastic. Jennifer Love Hewitt, actually. So
yeah.
No, you're not right.
Dex, who were you thinking about?
Well, she's already taken, but Jessica.
Jenna Malone.
Jessica Biel.
That's who you were thinking
of.
Oh
gosh. Weirdos. You guys are all weird.
Jenna Malone.
You guys are all weird.
She had such an important part of Batman versus Superman, they just cut her out of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, bunch of idiots. That's all my random facts for right now.
Okay, good.
It's a good thing none of our wives are listening right now. Right? Yeah. Right.
Christy's already texted me 3 times.
Oh man,
now I'm in trouble.
Nah, Dawn doesn't listen to this show. She's like, I have so many better things to do in the morning than listen to your show. Thanks, girl.
All right, we got a big show today. Whiskey Tango coming up in just a little bit, a little after 7. Steve-O's got that for you.
Oh yeah.
Dozens of strangers played Pokemon Go with an autistic kid. Throw that into the update. A Pokemon Go update for you.
That's right. Also got some news about a Japanese Olympic gymnast who spent a little bit of money on Pokemon.
Hmm. We'll talk about AGT a little after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Starmie. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi.
Dex, Steve-O, Tim.
It's us.
We're the Morning Invasion.
Que croyais-tu voir dans la rue quand tu m'as croisé cette fois-là? Que voyais-tu dans mon regard écru? Tu ne voyais que toi là.
Que
croyais-tu? 17.
Hi today of 86 degrees. What? Is happening?
What language is this?
French.
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 Traffic.
Nothing to report traffic-wise. You guys have a great day. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
I like to think of our show as culture.
Yeah.
Alternative indie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just American, okay?
Mm-mm.
It spreads throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you are, but I'm an American. Jesus bled red, white, and blue, and so do I.
Okay.
Missing out, friend. There's a lot of...
The irony that you're missing is that the French flag is also red, white, and blue.
Yeah. I got you, bro.
No, you don't.
I totally got that, man. I'm French-Canadian.
Are you about to get it?
A boot. Speaking of a boat.
I'm on one.
No. Oh.
Did you see what I did there?
Oh.
I didn't, buddy guy.
Being an international show, we like to do segments called a Whiskey Tango. Sometimes we take it international now.
However, this one comes from Florida.
Whiskey Tango.
Florida. You guys ever have
a what?
Hold on. Trying to keep it serious and for real. You guys ever have a...
What is happening?
Oh, man.
What is this story?
Man.
He can't even say it.
Gosh.
Be respectful, Steve.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think of a way to say this without really... All right. You know, I'm just going to...
Just go.
Just try and mellow it out then a little, because... You ever have one of those... poops in your shoe.
What? Just,
okay.
You know it's about to ruin the paint.
Let me rephrase.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh? Yeah, that's real funny.
Have you ever had to use the restroom and had to go immediately? A very pressing matter.
How did you get that from what he said? I didn't.
You got the turtle head.
What? Stop.
Is it the turtle man? Hey, dump him.
That's
kind of ironic that's what we have to say.
Guy in Hollywood, Florida.
I like turtles.
Yeah. So did this guy. 38-foot yacht worth 170 grand.
Nice.
Kept it docked in a marina. Well, he was on his boat on Thursday night. Florida known for their Mexican cuisine. Had a little too much of it. And after he did his business in the bathroom, and the wall started peeling because it was stanky, he decided to light a candle to cover up the smell.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's a decent plan, I guess. Until the candle tipped over, and the entire boat caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Never light a candle in the bathroom when you're afloatin'. I mean on a boat, too. I'm talking about, like, being on a boat, not like a float.
Gotcha.
Was that Grand Peachy I just saw?
He was able to get off the boat safely, but the fire totally destroyed the yacht. It also damaged two yachts docked next to his.
There she is again.
Goodness.
Who gave her dynamite, Dex?
She loves dynamite.
So far, a guy isn't facing any charges since it was an accident, and we assume insurance will take care of the damages. However, dude lost a boat. Over a bad case of...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What is...
Mm-hmm.
Still getting it. You're saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It was bad.
Did you guys see the YouTube video of... What do you call it? The guys that are in the water that shoot out the water and they hover above? What do you call that?
Like the Squirtles.
No. It's like a jetpack, but you're on the water.
Hydroplane.
They're like hydro packs and like...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the water.
Those are awesome.
Those are cool, right? And they totally can do tricks.
You look like a crazy sky snake.
Yeah. There was a boat on fire, and this guy was out there just doing tricks, and he saw this boat on fire, so he hovered over it.
No.
So the water from his jet pack or whatever you call it totally soaked the boat and put it out.
Hero.
It was great.
Aquaman.
I was just about to say, what superheroes have water powers?
They called him the Flying Fish.
The Flying Fish.
Dude, I'm Cisco on the Flash right now. That's what he was. He was flying around
in
the water, and he used water to put out the fire.
The flying fish.
The flying fish.
Yep.
He needs a new Instagram.
He does. Great stuff there, Steve-O. Great stuff. It's a good one. Need you to be a little more professional on your delivery.
Yep.
Okay.
I still don't understand what happened because it was so confusing at the beginning.
You know what? Hey, you know what?
He had a...
Let me play a clip here of a professional. This is how I want you to do it, okay?
Oh,
okay.
These are surveillance photos from inside the Fifth Third Bank branch. Police say the man had a gun, got away with an unknown amount of cash. Oh. Oh. Bank employees were not hurt.
New this morning, Northern Illinois University...
What are you doing?
...can resume work on its $27 million... renovation of the Stevens Academic Building on the schools. This is Stacy's fault.
Blame it on Stacy.
The race for the White House with her VP. I am so sorry, folks.
Oh,
like,
my God.
A wolf mask. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, I saw this the other day. That wolf mask.
Wolf mask.
Hilarious.
At 5 in the morning on 3 hours of sleep, we're going to laugh at it. I'm sorry.
Some guy tried to rob a bank with this horrible wolf mask.
Right.
It was terrible.
And this, I need to see it.
The news just comes
together.
To see it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's this. It's funny, but he also at one point has a ball cap on top of the mask. It looks incredible. Like it's a wolf mask with the ears sticking up, and then there's a baseball. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Good. It is.
Stop laughing.
You can't laugh. If you're going to be a serious news person,
can't laugh.
I was trying to do serious news. I apologize, guys.
Those news anchors fired.
My professionalism went out.
I've got a Whiskey Tango TSA.
Oh, no.
I do. It's topical. Suicide Squad is debuting this Friday. And last week was San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And the TSA is having to deal with a lot of stuff right now. A lot of weirdo stuff. And maybe undercover heroes might be on... They might be feeling a little defensive. But it doesn't mean that you can bring a batarang with you on a plane.
Oh, come on!
In fact, you could end up getting fined more than $10,000. The TSA has posted several photos of batarangs that people have tried to get past security in the past few months. Steve-O, look at these batarangs.
Will you explain a batarang to our listeners?
It's that thing that Batman throws at enemies.
It's like a throwing star.
A throwing star
it's...
shaped like a bat,
okay.
Basically. And I'm looking at these three batarangs that were discovered in a carry-on bag at San Francisco International Airport. Imagine yourself, picture yourself, if you will, in a truck stop late at night. Mm. You've seen them. The big truck stops, like the Loves or the Pilots or what have you. And you know there's always like, there's the food, the drinks. They've got the Slurpee station. You can get those burritos that can kill you.
Oh,
the pizza.
Love the
and
pizza
then over
burritos.
In the corner you start seeing like memorabilia and clothing, like apparel.
Yeah.
Truck stop apparel. And then a little further into the corner you see ninja grade weapons. We've all seen them. They're in every big truck stop across America. You got ninja swords. You got flamethrowers.
I was always partial to the little scorpions and ember.
The little scorpions and ember.
Yeah.
And the crystallized dolphins.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. It looks like Lisa Frank out of a trailer park.
We've
I like
all
it. That's
bought
what we're
something
looking
out
at.
Of the truck stop. We've all done it.
So imagine a batarang in that type of situation. And that's what I'm looking at. And I guess TSA says, while prohibited in carry-on bags, these may be packed in checked luggage.
Oh.
So if you are going to do some vigilante-ing, you need to check your weapons and not carry them on.
Good stuff, Tim.
It's my Whiskey Tango. Did you hear how professional that was?
That was really professional.
People, I feel like we all learned something.
Mm. All right, fine. I got a story then.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
is it Whiskey Tango or is
I just don't want to be outdone. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, remind me though, I have a parenting question.
Whiskey Tango Japan.
This isn't starting off good, guys.
Japanese Olympic gymnast Koheki Uchimatataka might be a record 6-time world champion.
Why are you talking like
that? Yeah, what's up with that?
Guys, I'm doing a news story in Japan.
I thought we were keeping it pro.
News anchors don't do that.
I am a pro.
Not just professional, but
you have obviously never been to Tokyo.
I'd be real interested to hear the story of when you went to Tokyo.
But he won't be encountering much success in his Pokemon Go efforts. After running up a huge roaming bill, Rio, Ujimaka Mahoda was stunned to receive a 500,000 yen. That's 4,954 American dollar. Mobile phone bill.
Whoa!
After he played popular reality game Pokemon Go.
Pokemon?
Teammate Kenzo Shiharu Akara, according to Yoro, said, "Oh, well, see, when you are,
okay. Okay.
Translated English, it says he looked dead at the team meal that day. Yeah, I just did Japanese.
Let's find out how they really sound over there in Japan.
The Japanese government is condemning the beating of three nationals in western China yesterday. According to a Reuters news report, a TV reporter and cameraman were kicked in the face by Chinese policemen.
Wow, that's, I don't know about Steve-O. I mean, it says right here, Japanese news.
That's not what the news guy
says.
Like
Asia Brief.
Karate Kid 2.
There it is. Asia Brief right there.
I'm glad you found that because I feel like this guy over here didn't sound authentic.
That was pretty authentic.
Yeah, maybe to like a 1960s ninja movie.
Mm. I know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Hey, what y'all giggling about?
What's Steve-O?
Who turned on your tickle box?
Japanese Olympic gymnast Kohei Uchimura.
Gosh.
He's a record time, six-time world champion. I blew it.
Yeah, you did.
He received a $5,000 cell phone bill because he was playing Pokemon Go in Rio.
I thought they didn't have it in Rio.
They don't, roaming charges.
Oh, bleh.
His Japanese carrier service agreed to reduce his bill to a $30 daily all-you-can-use contract.
Pokemon!
Ridiculous.
That's still a ton of money.
That's a ton of money.
He said, I really looked out.
No.
That's Uchimura.
No.
That's Uchimura. That's my Asian dad.
Okay.
He's a reigning gold medalist in the men's all-around competition. He said he's just as committed to a Japan team gold in Rio as the personal title.
Yeah.
Nikon Sports newspaper said, Uchimura may not get Pokemon, but he will surely get gold.
Pokemon!
They didn't add the karate breath at the end.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
Guess. Steve-O's got his back turned to the microphone because he's laughing uncontrollably.
Mm-mm.
That's what's happening. We have a webcam. You can
professional!
No, you're not.
Nailed it!
Woo!
Nope, you're not.
Stuck the landing just like that all-around gymnast Uchimuraka.
Guys, I have a parenting question.
Yes.
I need help. Starmy, feel free. I would appreciate you texting in, letting me know.
Jump on in, Starmy.
How to handle this. This situation that I'm having with my son,
just
Caleb.
Just move.
No, not that situation.
Oh.
Caleb, my 14, almost 15-year-old son, he'll be 15 October 2nd. He asked me if he could get a butterfly knife the other day.
Is that the type of knife that flitters about?
No, let me show you.
Flowers?
Let me show you. Can you see that?
Whoa, Steve-O just pulled out a butterfly knife.
No, I didn't. Can you see that line all the way across my finger when I squeeze it together?
Squeeze.
Did you cut yourself?
You can kind of see the scar still.
Mm.
See it?
Mm-hmm.
Right there?
Yeah.
It goes all the way across my finger. That's because when I was a freshman in high school, my mother thought it would be okay for me to get a butterfly knife because I was old enough. I kept it by my bed. And in the middle of the night, I reached over because I wanted to flip that thing around in bed, not knowing it was open. Uh-oh. And I went to grab it, and I closed it on my pointer finger.
Mm.
Completely closed it.
Do you call your pointer fingers the Pointer Sisters?
Okay.
I do.
I can still feel it. Like, if you feel along my finger.
I get it. I almost chopped my finger off, too, with a knife my dad had when I was younger.
You can still see that. Yeah. See that? Look at that. See it?
My
you can feel
better.
It?
Look at my scar. Yeah,
in response to my joke.
I have one right there, too. Look.
I have one right here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
In response to my joke about.
That's not a scar.
Yuka Murray.
Yeah.
My Asian dad. He said, not Asian. We are American, Cherokee, German, and Irish.
Wow. Is that Murray?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He knows how to operate that cell phone.
Tell him I said, whoa!
He heard you.
Oh, okay.
So
in about 30 seconds.
should I get my son a
butterfly? Oh, my gosh,
knife?
No. The immediate answer is no.
Heck yeah,
I still have no
knife.
Feeling in the tip of my pointer finger on my right hand.
Well, I told him I
had to like put it back on my finger.
Here's what I told him. If you get a butterfly knife, then you have to get a trench coat. Because only people with trench coats can play with butterfly
Stop
knives.
It. I mean, do you want him to get like taken out? Are you trying to get him tased at school?
I don't know. I mean,
no, Caleb. I'm sorry. He already hates me. So here's the deal, Caleb. No, no. That's the dad response you
Leslie,
have.
But here's the thing. Here's what Caleb's saying, and even Leslie is backing Caleb up on this. Dad, it's a dull butterfly knife. It's not sharp. And I remember years ago we got him a butterfly knife, but it was not a knife. It was basically it was like a rounded.
Okay. Knife. It was a butter knife.
A butterfly.
It was like a butter knife. And he learned how to do it.
Chop that butter.
He actually could do it really well. But now he wants.
For what purpose?
I know, right?
In case ninjas invade.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you need a butterfly knife?
I don't know.
Daredevil took the night off. You have to fight the hand. Come on.
Same reason I need my missile launcher.
So stupid.
Just in case.
But you know what it's like when you're younger.
Of course. I was that kid. I had ninja stars. I had a butterfly knife. I had nunchucks. I've never been overseas.
My dad says he
but
cut
I
his
love
finger.
Sushi. Oh,
my dad man. Says he cut his finger in a meat slicer, but the bologna was still good.
Oh, my gosh, Murray.
Clay Schroff, who is coming in at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
It has been on the board for a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says chicks dig scars. Give him the knife.
Okay. Give him the knife.
Cable just said to give him the knife. So
yeah, Cable himself.
Good morning. Hello.
Sounds like you guys already came to a conclusion. Giving him the knife.
No!
The knife.
Give him the knife.
No, dude, don't give him the knife.
He needs a knife. Every guy needs a knife.
That's
no,
true.
He's not a boy anymore. He's turning into a guy.
Our butterfly.
Not a man. A guy.
A guy. He's turning into a guy.
Yeah. But he's turning into a guy.
What has he been since then? We're not sure. Some kind of weird, like, in the middle gray area.
Okay, well, if you want to take his word for it or not, another Starmy member just chimed in on the live line and said, Dex, get your boy the knife. My son just turned 13, and he has a backpack full of knives.
Well, yeah, they won't let him go into school, but
yeah.
We're still figuring
no,
that out.
No worries.
I used to collect knives when I was in fourth grade, okay?
That was 30 years ago.
I was too busy collecting girlfriends.
You can't. Yeah. No, it's a different time. It is a different time. You also used to be able to take a little pocket knife on an airplane.
It is illegal to conceal carry dirk knives.
Okay.
What's a dirk knife?
I don't know.
That's what it's. New Mexico knife laws. Let's see. You can't have any type of dagger, Bowie knives, switchblades, butterfly knives, butcher knives, or any other knife which can cause dangerous wounds.
Guys, people are sending us in the names of knives right now. Dex, get him something he will always use and appreciate for years. An everyday carry knife, like a Spyderco Tenacious.
A Spyderco Tenacious?
A Spyderco.
Here's another one. I can make my own throwing stars.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Horrifying. We'd love for you to be on our show.
Butterfly knives rule.
Oh, yeah, those are
Yeah,
nice.
I thought butterfly knives were illegal to own in New Mexico.
They
good,
are.
Good, good, good.
No, they are.
Ninja stars, not throwing stars.
So I can tell them they're it's illegal, different. You can't have one. There you go.
That's pretty much it.
It's easy.
Pokemon!
Beware, a crazy friend of mine stabbed himself when we were younger with Bilbo's sting. If you get it for him, he will cut or stab himself. It's what boys do. Here, if you really want to get him something, I happen to have a samurai sword that I was about to sell. It was passed down 7 generations from the Heian dynasty. I actually really do have a samurai sword. It's real.
You want Caleb to have a samurai sword?
Yeah, man,
not
why not?
Knife?
Why not? Why go with this wussy butterfly knife? Any kid on the corner has a butterfly knife. How many kids do you see walking around with a samurai sword?
That's true.
Just saying. It's got a dragon hilt.
I see it all the time.
It's made
Central,
out of
though.
Fake ivory.
People carry samurai
swords. I really have this.
Is he a bit of a loner? Like to keep to himself? Don't get him a samurai sword, because when you get someone a samurai sword and they carry it around, they have very definitely identified themselves as a loner, and they won't have many friends for the rest of their life.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that seconded by this person who says, there are chicks who do not dig scars. It's frightening to see a young man cut himself by flipping a knife around that can make him less trustworthy in the eyes of girls.
Huh.
Tell him he doesn't want to be less trustworthy in the eyes of girls.
Oh. All right.
We're not getting Caleb a knife, guys.
Hey, my dad just sent me a video of this pocket knife that he has in it. It won't cut you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it out. Watch. This is my dad slicing his finger. Look.
Wow.
No cut.
No
okay.
cut.
Then what is the point? If you're going to have a knife, you want it to be sharp so you can stab things. Obviously, there's no other point to having a knife.
What things are you going to stab?
Things like bread and trees.
I think we need to rethink all
this. Wow. Liveline, my son was being bullied at school, so I gave him a butterfly knife.
Oh, no.
Somebody else says, just ask the Starmie where to get a switchblade.
Okay. Thank you, Starmie. I think I know.
Yeah.
This direction.
The answer is illegal. No.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody getting bullied, coming up, Pokemon Go saved a kid from bullies. You want to read that last text?
No.
Okay. All right. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama says his beef with Donald Trump is deeper than a policy difference. He says the Republican White House hopeful lacks the judgment, temperament, and understanding to serve as president.
There has to come a point at which you say enough.
McDonald's has gotten a boost lately from offering all-day breakfast, stock up about 20% in the past year, and now the fast food giant's making more changes.
Chicken McNuggets without preservatives and burger buns without high fructose corn syrup.
Tour bus crash in California.
The fifth named storm of the hurricane season's taken shape. Tropical storm Earl could pose a threat later on this week to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
In what could be another sign of a strengthening economy, Americans have been shopping more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was strong.
Health officials are warning pregnant women to stay away from a part of Miami because of the Zika virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new advisory for Miami's Wynwood District, where 14 people are now thought to have contracted the virus through mosquito bites.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 7:43.
High today of 86 degrees.
What is this? Is this baby metal again?
Yes, Tao, you know.
He's a fan.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Yeah.
Kind of, there's like a red diamond showing up here, but it won't let me highlight it. Interesting. It's where that accident was earlier this morning. Okay, it's disappeared.
It's gone.
There's a glitch on the map. Look at this. Weird. But something else is... What? Do you see this?
It's glitching.
Stuff is disappearing and reappearing.
I told you there's something wrong with your little traffic map.
This thing is haunted.
Traffic!
Thank you. Gosh, this is good. So good.
Thanks, man. I like that.
So good, man. Welcome to the program, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Lots to do this morning. AGT recap coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll talk to Clay Schroff. He's joining us. Talk about a cool event.
Hooray.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's coming in at 8.
You're very cool.
No, you're very cool.
You are...
That's what we need to do, guys. Instead of insulting each other all the time, we just need to constantly be
complimenting each other
and complimenting each other up.
You're a weirdo. That means you're different, you're special than anyone else. That's what that means.
Didn't feel like it when you threw it at me.
No, that's what it means, you weirdo.
Yeah.
It means because people just don't know what to do with you. You're so unique and different. And set apart.
Special.
Others don't understand.
You know what you should do? You should get a samurai sword.
Freaking weirdo.
You should get a samurai sword. Yep.
Dude, so many Starmie members think it's a good thing to get him a knife.
Yeah, every young man should
have
a knife.
They're also not Caleb's dad, so...
I don't know about a butterfly knife, but
that's a terrible. Knife. Well, one, it's illegal in New Mexico.
My
so no.
dad says this knife, it won't cut you. He sent us a video, but then he says it can stab and it'll open boxes.
Yeah, yeah, if that's what he wants, I honestly do have a few of those pocket knives. No. I have a few pocket knives.
Here's the thing. I guess I didn't say this, but he has many knives.
Oh.
He probably has 15 knives.
Then what does he want another one for?
But he doesn't have a butterfly knife.
It's illegal in New Mexico.
Illegal, illegal.
I want an AK-47, but they won't let me buy that either.
So are sloths, but I own one. No, I don't.
Could you imagine if you owned a sloth?
Yeah,
that would be so boring. You would be even lazier.
I feel like you
like,
would start
I don't know how that's possible. Yeah. But it'd be like, sorry, guys, I got to go home and take care of my sloth, which equates to we're going to go watch Days of Our Lives and eat Cheetos. Like, yeah. That's literally, you would do nothing.
Remember what we talked about
all
yesterday.
All in the name of taking care of a sloth.
Yeah, but YouTube a sloth. YouTube a sloth going to the bathroom. It's the cutest thing you'll ever see in your life.
YouTube a sloth going to the bathroom?
And it takes him about 30 minutes.
We have gone to an age of information I don't want to be at. I don't want to be able to Google something and see a video of an animal doing its business, especially a sloth.
They come down once a week to go to the bathroom.
I currently enjoy sloths because
of Zootopia. Have a tree for them to
live in. Stay the heck up out my business, my business.
I want one so bad. I really do.
No, dude.
I wanted one for
years. It'd be so boring.
No, it wouldn't. They're so cute.
You're like a koala bear. Oh. There's no point.
They say koala bears are the quality bear.
Oh, gosh.
Because
are you proud of that
furry
joke?
I'm proud of every single thing I say. It's called confidence.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into this good news story.
Ooh, Pokemon. What?
Involves the Pokemon. Oh,
two things happen that don't say. Make sense together.
That's all you had to say.
If you're one of them out there, you think nothing good could come out of this old Pokemon Go thing, well,
y'all want it? You've obviously never played it.
Proof is in the pudding right here.
I got a Charmander yesterday, guys, and I almost started crying. Me and Luke high-fived. We hugged. It was an epic dad-son moment. It's me and Luke experiencing life together.
There's a 15-year-old kid in Tempe, Arizona. His name's Ty Swartout.
You just made that up.
Well, Ty is autistic. He was playing Pokemon Go at a park a few weeks ago when two older kids, well, they called him a really bad word and squirted barbecue sauce on him.
Oh my gosh.
Ty's sister posted about what happened on Facebook.
Oh, they used the R word on that kid?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Yes,
kids be jerks.
If I had been at that park, oh.
I know, right?
Thank you, Lord, that I'm not in jail.
Well, this is pretty amazing because after Ty's sister posted about what happened on Facebook, hundreds of people gave him support, and a group decided to get together to help Ty feel safe playing again. Never surrender! So this weekend, Ty went back to the park to play more Pokemon Go, and dozens of strangers showed up to play with him. His mother says, quote, I'm just so grateful because if this wouldn't have happened, we'd probably still be hiding in our house like a lot of families like ours do. All because of Pokemon Go. You were born a fighter. Look at Ty right here. Look at Ty.
Rocking on Chicago. Aw,
did they give him a giant Pikachu doll?
Yep.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful. Good stuff right there.
Are you trying to make us cry this early in the morning?
Just let it go.
That
man.
Is the sweetest thing.
By the way, I usually air drum to songs, but man, I just figured out air keyboarding is the way. Watch this. You can dance. This is why Coon liked it so much. Here we go.
Yeah.
I feel like bullies are never going to go away.
They know.
I was reminded of that in Stranger Things. Those two kids, even the bullies, were excellent actors.
Whoa.
Telling you, because those Ooh. Bullies were like, all of a sudden, I was in middle school.
Yeah, to take it back.
I was like, I wish I had a friend who could break people's arms with their mind.
Guys, you've got to air keyboard. This is great. Look.
You know what the funny thing is?
Pretty good at that.
There's a man in the world that openly mocked me like a bully.
What was his name? Call him out.
His name was Reese Roper.
Oh, great.
He's the lead singer in a band called Five Iron Frenzy.
We should call him right now.
Back in the day, he lived in a little city called Denver.
Denver.
Never been to Denver.
It's beautiful this time of year.
I believe it's pronounced Denver.
Yeah.
Like a G. There's a song.
The Echoing Green was playing a show up in Denver, Colorado. And they didn't have a keyboard player. Joey said, "Dude, would you mind rocking the space bar on my laptop and playing some air keyboard for me?"
Rocking the space bar?
Yeah, my wife and Bestie are in an electronic band, and a lot of it's programmed music.
Oh.
So it was tracks. So there's the laptop, and it's like, here's the set, and then you press space bar, and it hits the track the next song. But, like, not everybody knows that. So, I played a show as the air keyboardist for the Echoing Green.
So, wait, you actually air keyboard but then hit the space bar every once in a while?
No, there was a keyboard in front of me.
But you weren't really playing it?
No, of course not.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Really?
It was hilarious. But
everybody thought you were because there was a track
so
playing?
So great. And I was like center stage too. I'm not even being funny right now, guys. And I hit the space bar and then I'd be like, yeah. And everybody's like, yeah, electronic stuff. Check out my glow sticks. Except Reese Roper, who was there because he's, you know, a good friend of the band. And he mocked me all night.
Oh.
He was studying at the time because he was becoming a nurse, speaking of mocking people.
Hey.
Our friend Reese, he's a male nurse.
A male nurse is a reputable job.
And, yeah, he made fun of me all night.
He knew you were...
Rightly so, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, yeah, check out these dope chords, bro. Woo!
Can I do worship with you guys one weekend?
Yes, absolutely.
You just don't turn the guitar on or
my wife is going to murder me because the Echoing Green doesn't sound anything like that. But
need an interpretive
dancer.
I
could just sit up there act like I was we played a track sometimes, like if we don't have enough, you know, band members, if people are missing, we're like, oh, well, we need pads
I'll
for
play
this.
The,
we need
the guitar.
We play the tracks when we want it to sound good.
Please.
Never surrender.
Yeah, that's good. Man.
I played the fake keyboard.
How old were you when you got bullied?
One show.
How old were you when you got bullied?
It was a long time ago. I was like 27.
Because I got bullied when I was in first grade. His name was Mark Gates.
Mark Gates!
I'll never forget my grandpa Toth from San Diego, California. He knew I was a big Top Gun fan.
Nice.
He knew I wanted to be a Navy pilot. He knew I wanted to be Maverick.
You are.
He mailed my brother and I the Top Gun jackets with the fur, and it had all the patches on it.
Boots with the fur.
He had an aviator jacket.
I will never forget opening up the package and seeing that aviator jacket, and I was so excited.
Cool. So cool.
Excited to wear it to school. Well, the thing is, it was way too big for me, but I didn't care.
Yeah, of course
I was going to wear that thing.
Yeah.
So, I was so excited. Put that thing on. I was waiting at the bus stop, and bus pulls up. Hop on, and sure enough, there's Mark.
Gosh, Mark Gates was a jerk.
He immediately started teasing me and my jacket. In front of all the other kids. He tripped me. He took my jacket off. He said, "You don't deserve to wear this."
Is this real life?
And I swear. And he put it on.
Oh.
That's a full-on bully, man. That's like 80s bully.
That's exactly what happened.
The sad thing is, the 80s bully is kind of more preferred to the 2000s bully because the 2000, especially the 2010s bullies, they just, like, literally kill people.
Yeah, that's
true.
Which
is terrifying.
Well, here's the thing. So he took my jacket, right? Yeah. Went to school, and it was an awful day. I was so depressed. Well, I finally, the next day, got the courage face Mark Gates on the playground.
What happened?
Good.
Oh, man. I was fired up.
Woo!
I was so fired up.
You're going to do
it. I'm going to do this. Never surrender. There was Mark Gates. He was playing. He was probably teasing some other kids, and I walked up to Mark, and I said, "Give me my jacket back." And Mark started laughing at me, and I punched him in the gut.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Except he started laughing after I punched him in the gut because I was I was probably 30 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like a little twig.
That's a big fish, though.
And he grabbed me, and he put me in a headlock and started beating me to a bloody pulp.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I got beat up.
This is the worst bully story ever.
Everybody watched as Mark just completely just
nobody stood up for you?
Nobody stood up for me. And guess what? My mom came to the school.
Yeah. And she punched
him. She freaked out.
Well, yeah.
Not on me, but the teachers.
Yeah.
And she's like, you better pull Mark out right now. And I thought my mom was going to beat Mark. I swear she wanted to.
Man, your mom.
I can still think of two jackets that immediately came to mind that were stolen from me in elementary and middle school that I never got back. And I'm like, how does that happen?
Right, how does that happen?
How is it, like, if somebody stole my child's jacket?
Oh, yeah. The thing is that...
Are you kidding me?
I never told my mom about, you know, when Mark stole my jacket, I didn't say anything.
My mom was like the passive, we'll just get you another one.
Oh, man.
Maybe they needed it more than you. I'm like, that was my Notre Dame. My Notre Dame windbreaker and then my Angels jacket.
Dawn has texted in a bullying story.
Oh, Dawn got bullied?
She says, I got bullied in elementary school by a kid named Ricky.
Ugh.
But then at field day, he tried to give me some earrings, so I guess he really just liked me. But I didn't like him, so I had my mom tell his mom that I wasn't allowed to receive fancy gifts.
Wow.
That's good.
Good try, Ricky.
Ricky Cottonsteady?
Last name, Cottonsteady.
Oh no.
Yeah.
The old Cottonsteed.
Old Cottonsteady. Old Creepy Cottonsteady, they call him on Facebook.
No one calls him that.
All right, now we're bullying Ricky.
Come yeah, on. See what just happened?
Wait a second.
You became the villain.
You did.
You lived long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Hang on, that's not bullying. Because I say that with the utmost fear.
Yeah.
Because then I remember I mosey on over to his Facebook, and then I look into the pictures, and he's just staring at me. Yeah. Those cold, dead MMA fighter guy eyes. Just staring into my soul. And he's saying, look, he's saying to me, he's like, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that. And I'm like, what are you going to take? And he's like, your soul.
Oh.
I'm going to punch you so hard your soul falls out. It's, that's and teeth.
All right, we got to take a break. No bullying out there. See someone getting bullied, got to stand up for him. Got to help him out. I miss that Top Gun jacket, man. Gosh, it was so sweet. When we come back, AGT update. Clay Schroff will be joining us.
Yes.
Thanks.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
In the AM. Good morning.
High today of 86 degrees. Good morning.
Traffic. I hope this map's not haunted. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's haunted. There's that thing again. The accident that was last night and it won't pull it up.
Ooh, weird.
The ghosts everywhere on the roads. Stay safe today.
Traffic.
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
Good morning. What you doing, buddy?
You know what? Just hanging out with the morning crew.
Yeah, right, man. Just hanging out with us. What's your life been like lately?
You know what?
Catch us up. What's happening?
You know what? Let me tell you something. Life is an adventure every day in the Schroff house.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull that up there. There you go, buddy.
There we go.
There it is.
It's hard not facing you guys.
I know. Got to turn around.
We're going to get you guys a bigger room.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If you buy us a new studio, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
We'll take it.
As soon as my retirement plan comes in, it is called the Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's
I'm
mine.
I'm on that same. You are, too?
Yeah, it's get rich quick is my plan.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's everybody's
good.
Plan.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. You know, we actually have an open house right before all this big event. And I went to my wife. I said, what are you thinking? Mm. And we're redoing floors.
Ooh, what?
Celebrating Stella's birthday.
Stella!
Johnny Danger invades your house every Tuesday.
He does.
Mm-hmm. The floors look good, by the way. I saw them yesterday.
Is
that why you're redoing the floors? Because Danger probably got
Well, you know
something.
What, though? They're a little bougie. Oh. You know, they come over and they go, we're not going to let you watch our kid if you keep these old floors.
Yeah, it was... We have, you know, standard,
oh,
standard
sure.
flooring.
Yeah, sure, I get that. I understand.
No, not at all. It was funny because 2 weeks ago, I showed up and I was like, oh, And it was like, and then Sailor was like, we're redoing the floor. And I was like, I see that.
It is a tornado.
Yeah. But it looks great. Like, that was yesterday. I was like, this looks really, really nice.
It's just, yeah, it's taking a while.
Well, you got 1,000 kids. It's not going
to
be a
put them
overnight.
1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I do have 1,000 kids because they are all mine.
It's awesome.
They're all mine.
All of the children.
All right, so you got an open house going on.
Hey, the 13th, yeah. Big event.
Okay.
Amor Sierra. You know, and, you know, it's funny. She's one of the few people, like, we could say, like, the Donald that everyone knows, but we always say Amor Sierra. So we, like, that'd be like saying Clay Schroff every time.
Yeah.
But so her and Rick Sandstrom, world-famous tattoo, flying in from Miami Tattoo Company. They're joining up with, like, Addictive Ink, Disciple Tattoo, Blue Jay Tattoo, and we're a little out of the box. We're going to have a tattoo fundraiser at Project Zoe, and we are so stoked. Wow.
This is crazy. I can't wait. Amora's been texting as she's preparing to come in, and for those that remember her from the show, she's got this incredible story, and her role, really, she owns Miami Tattoo Company out in Miami Beach, and they do tattoo removals or cover-ups, basically, for women who have been in the trafficking world, if you will, that have been branded or marked or scarred by their pimps. And
by the real evils of this world.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So they do cover-ups, they do tattoo removals, and gosh, again, her story. I can't wait to have her in studio talk about more what's going on in Miami and what she's doing. But you guys are teaming up, man. This is a out of the box, crazy, awesome fundraiser.
Hector Beldedis is coming, and I got some fake tattoos because we know he's not getting a real one.
Yeah,
but it's pretty cool, you know. And it's reaching beyond the church doors.
Yeah.
You know, it's reaching out into the community, making them aware of not only what Project Zoe does, and just so you know what we do, it's a branch of the Aspen Project, and the Aspen Project works with kids no matter where they're at, anything from in utero to 25 years old, and we'll travel the world to do so. Project Zoe is a little different. It's local. They have to be referred, but it's a boutique that a girl 13 to 25 can come to. They change out the entire floor of the boutique to fit that one girl, and the reason we do it is we want that girl to know that she is more, that she's worthy, that her pimp, what her pimp told her, what her abusive boyfriend, what the parents, what society, what the world's telling her isn't true, that she has a God that loves her. And after she gets done with the boutique, she actually gets to not only keep the clothes that she puts on, but she also gets to sign up for continuing education classes. Could be anything from get your GED, how to get into school, how to do an interview, holy yoga, you name it, we do it. Some great stories have come out of there, a lot of salvation stories. And we don't preach to or at these girls when they come in. So people go, well, how does that work? Yeah. Well, it works because we don't preach to or at these girls when they come in there. You can, the language they use is the language they use. The way they dress is the way they dress. The background that they came from is the background. We just give them the opportunity to feel loved and wanted by a God who created them.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Love that. That's so great. So yeah. Then, so you got the tattoo thing going on.
Yeah, that's the 13th.
That's the 13th.
Yeah.
And then the following.
The 14th, we're going to do a Cage No More, and it's a really pretty cool film. And it just highlights a trafficking story. And at the end of the movie, it's a good movie to bring everyone to, but at the end of the movie, we're going to have a panel, Amor Sierra. We have people who actually go down into the strip clubs, down into Central, and work with the girls. We have people who are going directly after the pimps and the organizations above these girls. Then, of course, we have law enforcement and probably someone from the Attorney General speaking.
Man, wow. That's great.
That's awesome.
It's going to be in my hood at the Lobo Theater.
It's going to be awesome.
I know, man. I love it. And for those that are fans of God's Not Dead, God's Not Dead 2, this film was actually made by the co-producers of God's Not Dead. Kevin Sorbo stars in it. It's rated PG-13, I will say that, because obviously it's touching on something.
It's very well done. Don't feel bad about bringing your teenagers.
Good.
It's not a trafficking drums up so many.
It's not Taken.
You know what? It's not. And Taken doesn't even touch how bad
it really
is. Yeah. But can I tell you this? It's a family friendly movie.
Okay.
With adult content, and the adult content is very, very well done.
Okay. Good. Dude, there you go. And of course, so we mentioned briefly Saturday, August 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Project Zoe. Man, Amore, our boy Dave Martinez from Addictive Inc., Nick Sandstrom from Miami Tattoo Company, John Pricer from Disciple Tattoo, and Jay Fifth also from Disciple. And if you guys do a donation, the proceeds benefit Project Zoe, right?
100%.
100%.
Nobody.
I love that.
And we don't have a paid staff. There's not a single person on Project Zoe. The 100% of the proceeds go to helping at-risk girls.
Gosh.
That's cool.
It's incredible. So minimum donation of $100 and you know, one of these world-renowned tattoo artists going to be there doing anti-trafficking tattoos. I love Amores, man. Her arm on her right arm. She not only does she like she went for it. She has the red X and she's
go
got
big
like,
or
whole,
go home.
Yeah, yeah, dude. She's got a whole end human trafficking thing on her entire right arm from A21. And so
and special thanks to them because they're allowing us to use this anti-trafficking X.
Okay.
At no cost.
That's cool.
It's
cool.
Just
really
to get
cool.
the word out, and we're very, very thankful. And then, of course, the next night, the makers of Cage No More have truly allowed us to use their film as well. So
that's amazing.
You know, God is blessing what we're doing by allowing others to bless us, and we're very thankful for everyone who gets involved. We're thankful that we're able to go on the air and let people know mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's right here in our back. It's right here in our backyard.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let me tell you a story the best I can without crossing any lines.
There you go.
Let me say this. My daughter is 18 years old, right? And one of the things that she does when they go there is they do the girls' makeup. And so we have a young lady that comes. And remember, it's just her and her sponsor. And it's a male-free zone, so there's only women here. And makeup's taken a little bit longer. And come to find out, the conversation went something like this. And she said, you know, my daughter, still at 18, calls my wife, her mother, mommy, or,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
And
she
man,
goes,
my boys better call me daddy until they're like 40.
Right, 100. Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
But she says, how's it like working with your mom? And my daughter goes, it's pretty awesome. She goes, do you get along with your mom? Do you have a good relationship with your mom? And she goes, no. My mom's the one that started selling me.
Oh.
To make a long story short, my daughter and this girl actually knew each other when they were 14 years old, 15
what?
Years old. She used to come here and hang out at our skate park. And it made such an impact on her life that later on, by the way, you know, this girl had been in 4 to 5 different states, been
right.
traveled.
Wow.
And she was rescued at 17 by an organization that we work with and then moved at 18 to a safe home that we work with.
Yeah.
And here's the long story short. When Levi Lesko came in the town, we invited the girls to come. And it was more than just this girl that had been here before. And they all went forward and accepted Christ.
Mm.
And it all starts with not judging them when they come in. Mm. You know,
yeah.
We, as Christians, we can all not be ashamed of our past because it is forgiven. And these girls are no different than any of us. And it could happen in any family. It's dark and it's right there. For me, the guilt, and it's not a guilt that I carry with a shame, but it's a guilt I carry that I recognize this girl, and we didn't have safety nets set up to catch this girl before. She didn't have a safe zone. She didn't have someone to come and say, hey, this is what's going on in my home.
Right.
And it happens a lot, guys. Don't think that it doesn't. We have aunts and uncles that are selling their children, boys and girls, and it starts in the home, and then they get trafficked out. It's not just the horror stories where someone breaks in and takes your child. It's happening by family members and by parents because of drug abuse or by an abusive boyfriend. We want to bring true awareness to a situation that is starting to run rampant. Mm. It brings in millions, if not trillions of dollars with very little risk to the traffickers.
Wow.
So we're going to put a stop to it. And I wish they would just make me king for a year. We just put a real stop to it, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah. But it sounds like things are more and more, you know, the government stepping in to help out as much as they can, I guess. You know, I mean, there's definitely some things moving in the right direction, right?
The church is getting involved.
Yeah.
Awareness is a big thing.
Yeah.
So if we can bring awareness to it, and then we got to change laws. When a young lady who's 13, 14, whatever, years old, is caught in the act of prostitution, right? We're arresting her, and we're putting her in juvenile detention, and we're busting her because she's also a mule for her pimp, because she's carrying the drugs, because we are a real rehabilitation of youth and an incarceration of adults. So these young ladies and men will actually carry the drugs for the pimp. So they're drug dealers, and they're being prostituted. What happens is that they get put in the juvenile detention 3-4 years later. If they don't get real help, they go back to the same person. And we got to change the laws where we're prosecuting the Johns. You know what? To the severe, and that's where we're starting to get more and more involved in the political process. So you'll see more and more of that. We actually have secured a website, WeThePeopleInM.org. Do not go there now. But trust me, there's going to be tons of laws on there that we're going to ask people to sign. And we're going to change it. We're going to make it a safer place. And, you know, the state has a pull together campaign. It's pulled together to make New Mexico the best place to be a kid. And we are fully on board with that. We're going to come alongside them and do what we can do in our little capacity to make that the truth. And, you know, it starts in your local families and your local churches. And if we can protect our circle and then get other people to protect their circle, and we can join together, we can save a lot of these kids.
Yeah. Give the details one more time, Clay.
You know, on the 13th, it's at 141 Osuna Road, and that's just right down the street from Calvary. And it's right on Osuna and 2nd. It's going to be at the Project Zoe and the Aspen Project, because there's so many tattooists, and it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to have some of the folks that are actually involved with anti-trafficking and how you can get involved with that there. And that's the 13th. That's a Saturday, and that's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We suspect that we will give over 100 tattoos. That's the goal. The next night is the 14th, and we know you guys have church and other things going on, but that night, doors open at the Lobo Theater at 5:30. Movie starts at 6, and then everything ends at 8:30. We will have a panel of professionals you guys can ask questions to. I'll be sitting way, way in the back, because I got people who really know what's going on and are really making a difference. But it's important that you show up at these events. Let us know. You know, the one's a fundraiser. It keeps our doors open, and we're very appreciative for that. But more importantly, it's the awareness. What is God doing in the world of trafficking? And, you know, if a girl had to go through this to become saved, you know, we're only here for a vapor. But I need people to show up. Don't think it's going to be a bad movie or it's a dark time. We're going to look at the positive side of it and how we can fix it. We need your help.
There you go. Posted the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. If you'd like more details on Project Zoe themselves, as well as the Set the Captives Free event on Saturday, and Cage No More on Sunday.
Thank you, Clay.
No, thank you, guys.
Love you, buddy.
Hey, I got a couple of butterfly knives out in my car. Nope. I'm selling cheap. Got them from Mexico. They're original perfect. Mexico built.
All right. We'll be back with your AGT recap. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
President Obama says his beef with Donald Trump is deeper than a policy difference. He says the Republican White House hopeful lacks the judgment, temperament, and understanding to serve as president.
There has to come a point at which you say enough.
McDonald's has gotten a boost lately from offering all-day breakfast, stock up about 20% in the past year, and now the fast food giant's making more changes.
Chicken McNuggets without preservatives and burger buns without high fructose corn syrup.
Tour bus crash in California.
The fifth named storm of the hurricane season. season's taken shape, Tropical Storm Earl could pose a threat later on this week to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
In what could be another sign of a strengthening economy, Americans have been shopping more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was strong.
Health officials are warning pregnant women to stay away from a part of Miami because of the Zika virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new advisory for Miami's Wynwood District, where 14 people are now thought to have contracted the virus through mosquito bites.
Sounds glorious. 8:30, good morning.
Hi, today, 86 degrees.
I'm with you on this, though. There's an accident, but it won't let me click anything.
Oh, no.
Our traffic map is messed up.
Well,
I'm out of it. If something's going on traffic-wise, no idea. Good luck, guys.
Let us know. You can always text the show if there's an accident somewhere. Just shoot us a little texty text. 585-LIFE. Real easy.
There you go.
There's no keyboard in this.
So that's not an organ?
I think that's a guitar. I could be wrong. It could be a keyboard.
That's when I thought it was like a organ.
Yeah.
the Doors.
I've always thought that was some kind of weird distortion on his guitar.
Maybe. It probably could have been like
It's Jack White. Who knows?
Hey, man, you guys are the musicians, okay?
You know what? I'm going to Google it. Now you got me interested.
I'm just a crazy junkyard boy from Montana. All right. Let's do this, guys. Is it time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no!
Is it time?
No!
It's time!
It's already so much more exciting.
See, I'm tired today, and I'm just pumped.
See how loud he has it, Steve-O? It's just way up there.
Man, you can switch it up a little bit.
I tried.
Change your life. People's lives get changed every night.
I hate this segment.
Oh, guys.
For those that hate the segment, don't worry. Coming up, I've got an incredible story about what happens when you try to save a parking spot for family members. It did not go well. Also, Tampa Bay Buccaneer doing some amazing things with children. Really excited about that. Wearing my Buccaneer
check,
shirt
one,
today.
One, two, so checky, check,
gonna be,
check.
Going to be talking about those things. So you got to stick around, okay? Don't leave me for this AGT thing.
We got your mic.
We'll get through this together, okay?
Shut it off.
You and me. Together.
I'm going to shut your mic off if you don't knock it off.
I just want to see this real quick. This is a guitar solo. I want to see if this is that part.
Yeah, you're right. It is a guitar.
Thought it
okay,
was.
That.
Yeah, it's a guitar. All right.
That was pretty terrible.
All right.
Pretty terrible.
It's AGT time. Here we go. Last night on America's Got Talent. We're into the live show, so the contestants are battling it out to get America's votes. The judges, they critique, they give feedback, but it's all about America.
I only care about Sal and that little girl that was like kind of weird.
Well, maybe you care about this, because last night on America's Got Talent, a guy put a target in his mouth.
Oh, yes.
I just showed these two guys.
Yes, I care about this. Guys, this is amazing. Here's why it's amazing to me. Actually, tell the story, and then I will tell you why this is the best thing that's ever happened to America's Got Talent.
It's a gross-out act. So this act, I can't even believe they made it this far.
Can't but even
this
believe.
Guy swallows swords, all these different types of things that you can just, you know, swallow. And then his wife is there to kind of, you know, help him with all these gross things that he does.
Right.
And last night, she shot him in the neck.
Okay, you got to set it up better than that.
I'm going to stand by. Gosh. I even have the clip to play because night it's a live show last night.
Live show, guys.
It's live. So when I'm watching it with my family, this guy swallows. It's like a tube, and on the end of it is a target. And so she climbs up this ladder and has a crossbow.
Gosh.
And she lights the arrow on fire. And then he's sitting there about 10 feet away from his wife while she's going to shoot this
flaming arrow
at the target. Well, she missed. She missed the target and it went right towards
shot
his neck.
Him in the neck, guys.
And this is what this is how everybody responded.
We're good. Is everything okay? Are you okay?
We're good.
He's okay.
You sure?
You're not on fire.
I'm okay.
Howie.
It just caught my shirt.
No. You're not okay.
I'm okay.
Listen, I don't think you are. You know, I think what you do is wonderfully horrific, but that's the first time you missed, right?
That's the first time we've ever missed it.
Yeah, and you are in pain, and I would imagine we finish judging, you are going right to an EMT.
Okay.
Am I correct?
No.
Yes. No, I am.
He is. He's fine.
You know, we have to be responsible here. You are hurt.
Mel B.
I don't know what to say.
He's hurt.
You are hurt, and you know what? I give you credit for coming on this show and doing what you do. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it really, really scared me. You know, now I know why I don't like these things, because they can sometimes go wrong, and I feel bad.
Can I just stop this? Why are we judging this act?
That's the right.
Amber just shot Ryan, and he needs to go to hospital now.
Preach it.
Go.
Yes. There you go.
No, I'm being serious.
Man, it was intense. And even on YouTube, you can't find America's Got Talent. They didn't put the full video up.
They removed, because it was live.
It was live.
Mm. So here's what I'm going to say right now, because somebody on the live line just said, Steve-O is the biggest Fairweather AGT fan, because last week I did the updates for you while you're gone, because I promised I would, and I'm a man of my word, and hey, blah, blah, blah.
Appreciate it.
This week I was frustrated. And then you came in with this clip, and I said, wait, something went awry?
Yes, yeah, something went awry.
It's not totally scripted? A guy got shot in the neck, and you can't find the clip now? That's amazing.
Oh, this is scripted.
Yeah, there's no way.
This was scripted.
You think the wife was trying to take him out?
They're like, hey, you got to go out on top.
Here's the thing. When you watched it, when we were watching last night, you could tell the husband was really upset with his wife.
Well, yeah.
He was really.
They're on national television live, and she's supposed to shoot an arrow into the target, and she shot him in the neck with a flaming arrow.
Mm. I'm almost thinking this actually worked out better than if she would have hit the target.
Yeah.
Because I think America wants to see them back.
Dude.
To try another stunt.
No.
I want to see them back.
No.
I do. I'm a sick, twisted individual. I want to see them back next week.
I am dumbfounded that they made it this far on a talent show like that, because it was seriously one of those like circus acts.
Yeah.
And you showed it to us because you found the clip. And yeah, dude, a guy got shot in the neck. That is awful.
I can't believe it didn't go through his neck.
I can't believe that. Yeah. Wow.
It was pretty
I can't
insane.
Believe he's standing there and the judges are like, this is not okay. You need to go to the hospital right now. And he's like, no, just
And then he's like, but did we make it through?
Feeling a little woozy. Well, sorry, I took a flaming arrow to the neck.
Yeah. Fine.
Well, it's up to America to vote. So maybe they will make it to the next round.
This is so awful.
Hey, we got a live line traffic update. Can I read it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Accident at Eubank and Comanche intersection. Two left lanes are affected. Southbound Eubank.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump back into this.
I love the live line, by the way, because somebody on the live line just sent us the video of the wife shooting her husband in the neck.
Yep. Well, that's the one Dex was playing.
Yeah, that's
just
the one.
Saying.
But
it's not the full thing. My God.
Yeah, that's the only one that you can find that has the full video. And the judge is reacting because you can't find that one. All right.
Man, you're not going to want to get shot in the neck with a flaming arrow.
No, you're not. Dude takes an arrow to the neck!
Arrow to the
neck. Why do I keep watching this?
See there? Okay. All right, this is your boy, Steve-O. You like this guy. This guy
is it Sal?
From Long Island.
My boy, Sal.
The Italian ladies man from Long Island. He's a pizza delivery guy.
Let's get it, man.
And let me just recap real quick. This was Sal Valentinetti when he was first on AGT.
Oh.
For what is a man?
Oh, dude.
What has he got?
Yeah! Tell him, Sal!
And from this performance right here,
favorite,
he got the golden buzzer from Heidi.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Oh, Sal.
So Sal's back.
Love you, Sal. Love you, Sal.
Sal Valentinetti.
Here he is.
Sal Valentinetti, everybody.
Written on these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Wait.
I
leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days.
Love it. I love everything about this because I already know what this is.
Gone, gone.
Look at how much weight he's lost. He's lost 50 pounds since his audition.
Wide. Stop talking. Do you know what song this is?
On too tight with nothing in between.
No.
Hey, come let's on. Go, boys.
Story of my life.
The story of my life.
Nice.
I take her home. I drive all night until she's warm and tired.
Yes!
Is frozen.
Let's go.
Written on these walls.
This sounds got the full band up there.
I can't change. No. But it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on too tight with nothing in between. No, the story of my life.
Beautiful.
I take her home, I drive all night. Until she's warm and tired is frozen. The story of my life,
that's two key changes.
Good, huh?
I spend her love until she's broke inside. The story of my. Hey, Simon, you pay me later for this one, all right, pal?
Oh.
Love.
Oh, yeah. He's the real deal.
Thank you.
Sal Ballantinetti.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good
He's
job,
great.
Sal.
Now, the judges last night.
I'm a fan.
Oh, gosh. There he is over there.
The judges last
I
night.
I like Sal.
Simon loved it.
Good.
Do you know why he loved it, guys? Because he owns One Direction.
Oh, does he?
Exactly. That's why he said, you're paying me for this.
Exactly.
Simon got One Direction together, and he owns that band.
And how he called it out.
Ah.
And he said, listen, I like what you did, but same time, I think you should stick to the old songs.
No way. That was awesome.
I thought it was awesome, too.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a 1D fan, but I do love that song, actually.
You love 1D.
I love that song
you do.
So much.
You do.
Story of my life, take her home.
There you go.
Drive all night. Yeah, dude.
All right, now next up on AGT last night, this young lady, she was the cancer survivor. She
Ooh,
was the young
yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
She's, how old is she? She's, I think, like 16 or 17 years old. And her story was unbelievable. She beat cancer, and this was her.
And all those things I didn't
her first audition
were
on AGT.
Balls inside my brain. I will scream them aloud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight.
Simon
song.
Loved her. Simon gave her the golden
song.
Buzzer, which sent her right to the live show, which is what happened last night.
My power's turned.
So here she is, performing Brave.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say and let the words fall. I want to see you be brave with what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Just want to see you. I just want to see you. I just want to see you. I want to see you be brave. And since you're history of silence won't do you any good. Did you think you would let your words be anything but empty? Why don't you tell them the truth? Say what you wanna say.
Get it, Dex.
Let the words fall out.
Stop it.
Oh, honestly, gosh. I want to so see you be brave.
This is the best part of AGT. Is.
Yeah.
Zach's singing along.
Whoa, look at Simon.
Makes it better. Yeah, he is
Simon
stoked.
Proud. He's like, I'm signing this girl.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to make so much money off of her.
He's going, how many people in this room? I got like 5,000 in here. Okay, that's 5,000 records sold. Let's see. What I got? How many people watching?
She's
probably getting about a tenth of them.
She's great.
We're good to go.
But what about Tape Face? Did he perform last night?
No, Tape Face did not.
We got a request on the live line for some Tape Face.
Stop.
No, we don't.
Somebody else in Wisconsin said, I will never listen to One Direction, but that cover was awesome. We really did. Look, I'd like to make a request for Tape Face for the AGT recap, please.
Steve-O, that is your phone number.
Oh. Yeah.
You can't do Tape Face.
Might be.
I can't even play 90% of the performances.
Oh, but
you can
play Arrow Through the Neck Guy.
I didn't. I played the judges' reactions.
Arrow Through the Neck.
So you need to learn something.
Guy.
You need to really. Are you taking notes over there?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
All right.
Well. Absolutely. I'm already moving on.
Oh, you're moving on.
Moving on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few other performances last night. This young lady, I think she was 12 or 13 years old. Her name is Katie Lynn. She's the country singer.
No, nobody cares.
Oh, she did a great cover of My Church.
Oh, yeah?
Who originally does it? Maren Morris.
Okay.
Punch me in the throat. I'll shut it off. Stop. It's my cold core. I burn. And more. 12 years old, she's great.
She can sing for country.
She'll get a country deal.
It's the same for skin.
Good job. Waiting on that.
Keep the wheels rolling, baby. Till my sins wash away. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Got Talent.
It's a great song, man. We should add this to the playlist on Star.
Also known as 13-year-old karaoke.
No. This is great.
Clap your hands, y'all. Go.
Can I get
amen. Amen. Amen.
So good. I love it. Just okay. Love it, man.
You are such a sucker for 13-year-old karaoke.
Really?
Yeah, Sal was amazing.
She does not
sound
13 years old.
He did a cover of Story of My Life, One Direction. It was amazing. It was original. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How old was that girl?
13.
Okay, exactly.
Doesn't sound 13.
Whatever. They all of them. Wow, I can't believe that girl's 13. I can't believe that kid's 14.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they're all the exact same age with the same story.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't believe it. This one's mom has cancer. This one's dad has cancer.
Proud.
Oh,
also,
so crazy.
Last night
just
on
really
AGT.
Proud. Go ahead.
Now, these are the acts, of course, that I can't play because it's radio and, you know, you guys can't see what's going on. But if you got the YouTube, go to America's Got Talent on YouTube and watch the clairvoyance.
Yes.
These are these guys,
so good.
They're like mind freaks.
Neat.
They can read people's minds. They can control what people are going to
witchcraft.
Say and do.
It's called witchcraft.
Well, that's what my wife thinks.
Yeah, it's witchcraft.
She thinks it's witchcraft.
It's demonic. Your AGT show is demonic.
It
now.
Is not.
Mm. It is? Mm.
But I recommend it. It is. It's unbelievable. And last night on AGT, Stephen Brundage.
Oh.
No, Stephen Brundage. Now, he was the Rubik's Cube magician.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually got voted out. Well, the judges
yeah,
kicked
I thought
him
he
off.
Was gone.
Yeah, they kicked him off, but he got a wild card.
Mm. What is that? See?
He got the wild card to bring him back.
Nope. Yeah.
And
I
so
quit.
He performed last night and did this amazing Rubik's Cube stunt, and so I recommend going to YouTube
he
again.
He had to go bigger.
That.
He would have gone back home.
Oh, gosh.
So can I get a hallelujah?
Nope.
It was a beautiful, beautiful AGT.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, tonight they vote in 7 state. What about the girl, man?
The girl?
I don't know.
She never performed last night.
Doop, doop, doop. 13 years old.
She'll
I'm
be next
weird.
Week.
Yeah, she'll be next one.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, go watch the...
Sal's going to win.
Go watch the husband get
tonight.
Shot by his wife.
Don't watch
the flaming
that.
Arrow.
It just made me happy that it turns out this show is actually somewhat real, and they
told
can't
you.
Stage everything.
Told you,
although
man.
I will say this. Somebody on the live line totally disagrees with me and says, whatever, about AGT, they were good actors. Go big or go home.
Mm.
They went big to go home. Leave an impression because they couldn't get any further. Totally planned for publicity and to be remembered.
You know what? They might be right. It's a good call. I honestly think they're going to be back because people want to see them perform again.
Somebody said, AGT recap, Carrie, the 13-year-old, you could tell she was lip-syncing.
Lip-syncing. Her Carrie lips were sinking under the water.
Was not lip-syncing.
Down to the bottom.
Side note, somebody else said, wait, can we take a Stranger Things break? Let's just talk about all the things, starting with the neato 80s swag and rad music.
No.
Can we talk Stranger Things?
No.
Okay. Stranger Things TV break?
We did that yesterday.
Somebody else said nothing original about this 13-year-old's performance. Sal is the real deal.
Sal was great.
Yeah, he is.
Sal's one of my favorites.
They also said, I will never listen to One Direction, but that cover was awesome. Also, can you play Tape Face? Actually, they said, also, can you play Tape Boy's performance?
Tape Boy.
It's Tape Face.
Well,
Tape Face.
I honestly think, I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win it and take home the $1 million.
Wait. We haven't seen all of the live rounds yet, okay?
Doesn't matter. I know who's going to win.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Who do you think it is?
The Clairvoyance.
No.
You really think
I'm
so?
I'm going to throw something at you.
You never saw the act.
It doesn't matter.
They can read people's minds.
No, it's witchcraft, and they should know. They should read Simon's mind and realize that they're not going to make it all the way because it's going to be a musical act because they can make the most money off of them by selling records.
I don't know, dude. The AGT, they've typically done like magicians and
it's a Vegas
Las Vegas
act. Because no, it's $1 million and they get a Vegas show. Yeah. You get a contract. So you want to get a magician.
Tape Face. Tape Face is winning it all.
Tape Face would actually be pretty good. But
I got to be honest. You can go back on YouTube and look up Tate Face's older stuff because he was a mime. You know, he's a professional mime.
Mime!
And some of his older stuff was like, all right, he's really honed his craft well. Like, he didn't used to have the crazy mascara, like, eyeliner stuff going, but it really accentuates his, like, eye movements.
Is there any videos where he talks?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, interviews or anything?
No. Oh. It's all, like, his old... But you can see, like, he's updated some of his I don't know, bits, yeah. And they're much better.
Well, that's how you get better and better.
Yeah.
You just got to keep evolving. And
hey, not here, man.
We also got a request for Hey, right. Mr. Snake.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
No? Can't play Hey, Mr. Snake.
I think you deleted that one.
I might have. I don't like the snake stuff.
Right. Snakes are scary, man.
Saying. Somebody wanted to hear it.
You guys ever seen a snake before?
All right.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
Thank you.
Where'd you find it?
Just type in snake.
You a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw.
That is so weird because every time I just hear your mom and I freak out, man. Because she sounds like mom a lot.
Don't do it, lady.
Whoa, you're mean.
Don't get away from that snake.
Snake? He bit at my phone.
Good grief, lady. Get out of there.
Boy, that's going to be a good one.
That's
you
my favorite.
A mean snake, ain't you?
Oh, gosh.
Here's how you know it's not my mom. My mom would not be caught literally dead within 1,000 feet of a snake.
I hear you, man. Not happening with this guy either.
Yeah.
And the thing is I grew up, because in the summertime where I grew up, there's snakes everywhere. I can look in my backyard and see the ground move because they're everywhere.
We used to catch gardener snakes.
Gardener snakes.
Yeah, that's what we had.
We used to have
bull snakes and gardener snakes. And so we would take the hose, kind of like you did with the mice, and we'd always fill the holes with water.
Yep.
And they'd go away for a little bit, but then they'd come back.
Yeah.
But I'd see them. They would be nesting, and they'd get into, like, there'd be 100 of them in a big ball.
That's awesome.
And they'd be mating. Oh, it was so disgusting.
Snake stuff.
Oh, God.
Snakes be mating.
Live line, somebody just said Tape Face for the win.
See, Tape Face is great, but I don't think that's a Vegas show. There's only so much Tape Face you can watch.
What are you talking about?
Oh, baby, nah.
It's not a Vegas show.
Whatever.
You need a magician.
It's going to be that little girl with the ukulele that wrote her own music already.
See, that's not a Vegas show either.
She's amazing. Well, obviously, then it's going to be Sal.
It's going to be the Clairvoyant.
No, it's going to be Sal.
Sal actually probably could because there's Vegas shows.
He's got
like
Sinatra. He just did a wicked cover of One Direction. You like make original. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Crooner type Muzaks. I'm going for Sal now, guys. I'm converted.
All right. We got to go to break. Thank you, Starmy. We'll have another AGT recap tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I believe tonight.
Tonight is the voting. Right? Yeah. They're kicking 5 people off tonight, guys. How do I know more about this show?
You know what?
Now?
I didn't even know that. That's amazing. Thank you.
The live rounds, they kicked off last week. 12 enter, 7 stay.
Wow.
5 go home. They do that for the next 2 weeks.
Beautiful.
Tonight, 7. Next week, 7. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion.
88.3, love The Morning Invasion. Last week, didn't hear you guys for two mornings. Got to catch the podcast.
Terrible.
I said to my grandkids.
What?
I haven't heard my guys in 2 days. One
well,
says,
do it live.
Who are your guys? And the other said, what? Steve Oteo and Dex.
My boys.
I love every second
That's
of that.
Wonderful. We just got another email that says, Teo is my favorite. He is better than the rest.
No, I think
he will always be the best.
He is making
where,
all of that
where
up.
Is his, nope. Where is his raise?
I am looking at the emails that
Give
is not
Give him a raise.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Still looking for that to get answered. Still looking for that raise.
Whatevs.
Don't whatevs me.
Don't waste your life, Claire.
What is this?
Don't waste the things that you might do.
Yeah.
Who is Claire?
I love you.
His name's Baxter. Baxter Murray?
Baxter?
Baxter Murray. Baxter Dury.
No.
Don't waste the places.
He's singing to a girl named Claire.
And I want you now.
907, good morning.
Hi to Dave, 86 degrees, good morning.
There's a cold chill.
Sigh.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, man, gotta play for the hipsters.
Okay. That's true, you gotta reach out to them.
Just
traffic map still not working.
Don't waste your life.
Good luck, everyone.
Don't waste the things that you might.
If your name's Claire, don't waste your life.
I love you.
Or this guy will write a song about you and we'll all have to hear it.
Don't waste your bus fare. Don't waste your bus fare.
Don't waste that
don't
either.
Waste
that's
the places
it rhymed with Claire.
Go.
Bus no. fare, Claire.
It's a direct rhyme. He did a
cut your hair.
Yeah. Please don't cut your
Break
hair.
It,
there's a cold chill
in my mind.
I don't know. This is what happens when Dex is here by
there's
himself.
There's a cold chill.
This is my jam.
In I know. My
This is my favorite part of the song right
this
here. Ready?
Is terrifying.
What is that? Is that an organ?
Who knows?
Is that a keyboard?
I don't know.
A little Casio
I
keyboard?
With you, I don't know.
Hipsters love the Casio keyboards.
Really?
We already do the time.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, dude.
Very into that song right there.
Yeah, we know.
Hi, Morning Invasion.
Hi.
That's from Arlington.
Isn't she more interested in the midday?
Oh. Well.
We also got Josh from Cinco Cero Cinco, Burkittown, Albuquerque. With an update on the cold shower challenge.
Oh, yeah.
We got to read this.
Cold shower challenge.
Okay, so this morning I definitely continued with the cold shower challenge. Today was the first day where I didn't want to do it.
Don't you? This, you know what, Steve-O, I need to talk to you for a second.
Okay, yeah.
Turn
yeah.
my
Will
mic
you turn
off.
His mic off.
Just turn it off.
Just turn his off.
Which one is his? Because I've never
mic
turned his
two.
Mic off before.
Mic
I'm
two. Get,
are you sure it is?
Would
yes.
You please.
Okay.
Just okay. There you go. Okay.
Steve-O.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Do you feel the same way sometimes? He's just so perfect.
Like, yeah, and cleanly and
like
stupid.
He goes to the gym every day.
I know.
Super clean. He does this cold, like, shower thing.
Look at my wife. She's the lead singer of a super successful band.
Yeah,
look at my little kid. He's so perfect and
shopping
looks perfect.
On the internet right now, like, buying these really cool clothes that
he
I can't
just got
afford.
Picked up as the new Gerber baby because he's so perfect.
I know. Seriously. I was just wondering if you felt the same way.
I don't shower, so.
I want to be just like
him. I haven't showered, like, once this week. I'm doing
showered.
The opposite.
I've
he's doing showered. The cold shower challenge. I'm doing the no shower challenge.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you should probably
We're
going to
win, Dex. Hey, win on three.
Okay.
One, two,
three. You're getting greasy.
Yeah, I know. I know. I haven't showered all week.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Win.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Gosh, go ahead. I need some cleaner.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, man.
Sorry, we just won something. I got
what?
An email about it. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
What'd you
oh, cool.
win?
We got, I got passes to Suicide Squad.
What?
Are you serious?
This stuff just happens to me. It's weird.
Hey, hold on
anyway,
a second.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can't do this anymore.
I can't either.
He literally gets everything.
Seriously.
Yesterday, we did a video on Facebook Live because my car overheated and needed help. And it was like, oh, help me. My car breaks
Did
down.
You get help?
No. No, I didn't get help. He got passes to Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I couldn't hear anything you guys said. That's weird. So crazy how that
turn
works.
Your mic off.
It's crazy how it happens when we turn your mic
off. So anyway,
your ears go.
I did the cold shower challenge again. The point of it is, like, even when you don't do it, to do it. That's actually the point, because it helps you kind of frame your mind up to do that for the rest of the day. Because a lot of the times, that's why we procrastinate. We get these problems we don't want to handle.
So you don't just jump in the shower when it's ice cold.
No, gosh, no.
You start out with it warm, and then wait.
Okay. And I explained this the other day. For those that listened. Oh. But when you get in...
I was just making sure everybody knows.
You start at a normal temperature, but I don't lazily turn it to cold, and then like the last 5 seconds it's cold. I do not do that, because I won't count that as a shower.
Yeah, but do they recommend that it just be cold right when you jump in? I think they probably do.
They talked about it being cold if you're going to go jump in a lake.
Sure.
Yeah. So what I do is but you're underestimating how fast I make it cold. It's cold. Fast. It's like I get in and it's
cold.
Normal, and then it goes. I turn it back 3 or 4 times to where it is like I shake.
How long do you sit
me.
Underneath the water?
I wash my hair and then I wash my whole body.
What?
Yep.
Ice cold?
Ice cold. Probably not ice cold. It's a little warmer than ice cold. It's like melted ice cold.
Okay.
So it's working out.
Yes. And sure enough, I didn't want to do it this morning. It was the first day I hit some resistance in my brain. And then I did it anyway, and then I got out of the shower, and I was like, I'm glad I did that.
Will it work if I go home after the show and do it?
Probably. You'll probably feel way better, and then you'll think.
But then you won't
nap. I should try this in the morning.
I need to do something, because my afternoon nap is killing me. Yesterday I slept to like almost 5.
Yeah,
I
also, smell.
Hate the afternoon naps.
It's the worst!
So bad.
Day 3 cold shower challenge. This is one of our listeners also helping us out.
Thank you, Starmie.
He says, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. That's a Bible verse.
Yes, that
is. It's also
Paul.
This person's mantra for today's shower. I have persevered through this day with the confidence and carefulness of a Brazilian Olympian. Got to be super careful. Don't put your head underwater. My bones were chill, but I overcame. The discipline to hold myself to this challenge is truly becoming my gold medal. Josh, from Cinco Cero Cinco, Burke Town, Alba Crazy.
That's right. You can't stop this.
Wow. Get him.
You will not, you, Josh. You got the touch, buddy. You can share this theme song with
me. Come on, push it. Push it.
He did it. I'm proud of you guys.
Man. Keep it going.
I just want you guys to try it.
I don't know, man. My hair looks pretty good greasy.
That's great.
Like, I like it like this.
You know what'll make it look greasier?
Haven't showered since Sunday.
If you just rinse it in the water, it'll do the same thing.
it'll look worse.
Man. Which I know you think is impossible.
I'm just going for the, it's like the Nirvana, if you will. Maybe the Gavin Rosdell circa 1996.
You're going for the I don't care look.
So weird that you won't do it, because the coolest thing in the early 90s was cold showers in the morning.
Oh, it was? I got this. Oh, I'm doing it tomorrow.
I'll do it tomorrow. Pretty interesting.
Gonna
how
do
that
it now.
Works.
Gonna do it now.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Glad it's working out for you, Matt.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It's Taya.
Sorry, Taya.
Sorry. It's cold, man. That's cold, man.
Yeah, that was
so cold.
That was cold.
So cold.
You gonna poke the bear today? You're not moving. Might as well do something.
Gosh, do it. I'm just exhausted. This moving thing is just wrecking me.
I believe in you.
And I haven't even moved yet.
I know.
That's the sad thing about it.
No. And I mean, like, I haven't moved this morning. Like, I haven't moved from this spot.
No, I've been watching you. You really haven't. It's incredible. I don't know what's happening with your bodily functions, but I'm thinking that's what that smell is.
So. Have you guys ever held a parking space before?
Yeah.
Like, jumped out and waited so nobody else could park
there? No, it's like you
kind
pick it up. You have to pick it up and you use your legs.
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
I have a whiskey tango of epic proportions.
Oh, good.
I don't know if we can believe him.
I've seen this happen, and there has been times where I myself have been, I think it was at a Lobo basketball game, because the parking is crazy. And there's like that person just standing with their arms folded, and you're like, that's messed up, dude.
No. Man, he got there first.
Yeah? Human being gets there first, and do they have the right to stand in that spot?
What are you going
to
do, run them over?
Well, I'm glad you asked, my friend.
Oh, good.
Because a 38-year-old man has just been charged with using his van as a deadly weapon after he deliberately ran into two people standing in a parking spot.
Bring it on.
Man.
This happened this last Saturday, according to Broward Sheriff's Office. Florida, thank you so much. You never cease to amaze me.
Hey, man.
A 40-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman told deputies that they stood in a parking space waiting for the arrival of a family member. A guy pulled up in a 1997 Dodge van, and he wasn't messing around.
Man.
He ordered them to get out of the way. They refused. They said, "Bro, we're waiting for our family member." And he was like, "Well, I'm here now. This is my parking spot. Get out of the way!"
Yeah, tell him, Steve.
When they refused to get out of the way, Hicks shouted a racial slur, pointed out the Confederate battle flag on the front of his vehicle,
it was there,
and then rammed into them.
Wow.
He probably yelled, "South will rise again right now!"
Here's some advice. If you're going to do something like this, and a guy pulls up and says, "Hey, get out of the way," you should get out of the way.
You get out of the way.
Because most likely that person is telling you, "Hey, get out of the way," he's going to be crazy.
Did I mention that these people were of a different ethnicity and he was sporting a Confederate battle flag on the front of his vehicle?
Yeah.
So did I mention that part?
Probably a bit of an ulterior motive with this.
You know, the pair, who were not identified, claimed they had knee injuries. They were treated on the scene. He is being charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He is still in jail.
Good.
On a $40,000 bond.
Good. Keep him in jail.
Okay, but here's the thing.
You're going to side with this guy?
Here's the deal, my bro.
You're going to side with him. I know you are.
Here's the deal, my bro.
There it is.
Parking spaces are for cars, not humans.
Oh, stop.
Parking spaces are for cars, not humans. You can't stand in a parking space and, like, quote, hold it for somebody else that's not there yet.
Okay, this is what you can do, though, because I have this in my vehicle right now.
Yes.
You get those orange cones that you can buy at Walmart.
No, you cannot do
that.
And
I just put the orange cones out so that way
you
they
can
know
do
they
that.
Can.
No, why would you have orange cones in a car if you're waiting for your parking space? That doesn't make any sense.
You should
sense.
Have orange cones in case you get into an accident and you have to pull over, and let's say you're at the top of a hill, you should put the orange cones out so you can tell the other drivers that, hey, there's an accident.
Right, but if you're in your car, wouldn't you just park in the space?
No, what he's saying is if you want to save a space.
For someone else?
Okay,
yeah,
so what,
or yourself. Maybe you want to go to the grocery store and come back.
Okay, well, this is what happened with this person. I'm 100% sure this is what happened.
Yeah, okay.
They were driving,
trying
to figure out where to park, right?
Right.
And I bet you somebody was like, "Hey, jump out, run around, and see if you can find a space. And then, you know what, call me if you do." Because, hey,
so you make them jump out, grab the orange cones?
Yeah, they grab the orange cones, and then, or the flares. If you have flares, you could set up a flare.
Ooh, this is why our society is so obese.
No, a good flare on a Tuesday morning. That's a good way to start it off. Cold shower or flare on a Tuesday morning.
People will spend 10 minutes driving around in a parking spot, trying to find a closer parking spot, instead of just parking out and back and walking. And they'll have already been inside the mall or wherever they're at. If they had just parked in the back. But instead, they'll drive around for 10 minutes because, like, got to get that front spot.
Got to get that.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm just saying.
No, you're
you
right.
Run them over.
No, you don't.
Run
False.
Them,
run
them
False. Over. Have you guys ever saved a seat at a movie theater?
Yes.
How is this any different?
That's a good point. How's this any different?
Well, here's the question. Is the movie theater packed to capacity and there's no other seats?
Opening night, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeesh. Oh, that's cray-cray.
But have you done it?
I mean, you want to save the seat for your friend because you're like, well, this is my seat.
Yeah, what if your friend or your wife is getting, you know, the popcorn and drinks and candy?
Okay, that's different. That means they're already in the theater. Are you saving it for somebody that's already there and they went to go potty and they went to go get you
food?
Why
does it matter?
Well, it does matter because if they're not there and somebody else is like, dude, that seat, and you're like, oh, I'm saving it for my friend who might show up, Joey.
Exactly the same thing.
No, totally different.
Exactly the same thing. And it sucks for my friend because he's in jail because he drove his car straight into the theater and I was like, this is not where you park, moron.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
I just think it's lame for people to stand in parking spaces.
Yeah, I know. We know you think that.
I would never yell racial slurs and run them
you
over.
You should never yell at anybody. If they're going to stand
I will
there,
yell
stand
normal
there.
Slurs and run them over.
No. You don't do that. But again, if someone's going to yell at you, if you're the guy that's going to stand there waiting for you know, your buddy to pull up because you're saving the parking spot, just leave.
Yeah.
Don't get into any confrontation with this person.
It's always so frightening to me because Steve-O always takes the side, like the more like, you know, aggressive
side.
Not racist. The more aggressive side, the more like, no, this is my, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's for the sake of the show, but... And I'm giving you a little insight into our show here, and it's usually not actually what he would do, but generally, anytime something like this happens, the majority of the Starmy says they support it, and that terrifies me, because they're not kidding.
I disagree with you.
There are comments on the live line I cannot even say.
I disagree with you, because Steve-O, this is the real Steve-O.
This is the real Steve-O.
He gets to be his real self.
You don't stand in my parking space, bro.
That's right.
You don't stand in my parking space. I gotta get inside.
Starmy, you guys need to calm down.
Currently trying to get a close parking spot at that Walmart so I can go get that X-Men Legends figure, bro. They just came out.
Yeah.
Miles Morales, he could be on the shelves. The difference between getting and not getting that action figure is that person standing in my
life or death.
Good morning. I will run you over.
Hello. You there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
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 Go ahead.
Hi. Do you guys still talking about the whole parking spot thing?
Heck yeah, we are.
Okay. Well, here's my thing. I don't side with the guy who ran the people over because that's just bonkers. But if you go to a restaurant and you're waiting for your family members and they're not there, they're not going to seat you first.
Booyah.
They're going to seat whoever's ready first. But you don't run the people over who are already there waiting for their family members.
Wait, agree to disagree.
I don't agree with what you said at all because every time I've gone to a restaurant and I've been by myself and I'm waiting for people, they always sit me down.
Wait, my birthday party, we went to that place we went to and Chrissy and I stood there for like 20 minutes waiting for people to show up because they wouldn't seat us until the party arrived.
Really? I've never dealt with that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never had to wait at a
restaurant.
Oh
dude, really?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Wait either.
Are you
thank you
kidding?
Thank you Starmy member, thank you for calling. Yeah.
But you're just eating. Why would you wait for that?
We stood there and waited and we said we called earlier about the party, da 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 da, and they were like, how many in your party? And I was like, ugh, I think 18.
Are you telling me that all of those people standing outside when I go places are waiting to get in?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you
got. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot. It's Teo.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
Her.
Yeah,
I thought you guys were smoking or something.
Gets right.
No, you don't.
I just prayed for you guys. I was like, oh, they're all out there. That's a lot of like lung
smokers.
Cancer victims right there. That's
smoke.
Nuts.
But we do have
normal humanity
smoke.
Having
throwing
to wait.
Them prayers.
Not all Brad Pitt over here.
So what is the live line saying?
I just look like
I can't repeat some of them.
Really?
Some of them are.
What is wrong with you, Starmy?
Just laced with vulgarity.
Yeah.
I like this one. Agree with Steve-O.
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly why we have an orange cone. I was just about to mention that.
There's a racist one.
See? Orange cone.
And there's another one I just cannot even...
There really
is a racist one.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, wait. How fired would I be if I read their comment?
Don't.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
It's not an episode of South Park out there, Starmy.
Don't do it.
You're not a writer for South Park. You're not going to get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny.
It is so funny.
Oh.
Well, it's a good question, Steve-O, that you brought up. Is it okay to...
run people over when they stand in spots? No, it's rude. Are you really... Should you really be allowed to stand in a parking spot?
I think that's stupid.
Imagine, a car is pulling in and it's like an older person and you're just like, nope!
Yeah, I personally would never do that.
Sorry, lady!
That's stupid. But I'm with you on the whole, people drive around looking for close spots.
Yeah, dude. Just go park in the
back. It's just like, it's generally about 20 feet away from where they would have parked, which is nothing.
This is how you handle the situation, though. If you're going to stand there and wait, and somebody drives up, and they're going to pull in, then you let them in.
Yeah.
You don't sit there and try to argue.
You don't battle over
it. You don't battle it. You let them in. But typically, if you stand there, most people would keep driving.
Yeah.
They would. And you got yourself a good parking spot.
You never know.
I've done it a few times.
I've seen so many people, and there have been times where I just stare, and I'm like, I'm going to just go into this spot slowly. But, dude, what if they, banged on your hood? No!
Is it bad that I use my kids to sit there?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I do that.
Well, let me reread the story of the man who just rammed into human beings in a parking spot.
Yeah, but nobody would run into a kid.
I don't know. He yelled racial slurs, pointed at the Confederate battle flag on his car, and rammed into them. Wow. You don't think so?
Well, maybe.
There are crazies out there.
That's true.
Stop saving parking spots. You're going to die.
Never surrender.
That is true.
Don't surrender.
You can't save parking spots, guys.
And see, now there's an added advantage. If you have to walk further, you can just play Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Preach. Preach.
So quit complaining, everybody. Quit being so lazy. It's not your parking spot. Calm down.
Guys, I just found a Miles Morales action figure on Amazon. Thank you, Starmie. It's for Cheo for his birthday.
Yes.
What? You can't tell him that.
August 12th, everyone. August 12th. It's coming up. You got 9 days.
Gosh, I need to dig up some money.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. I don't want you to get
me. No, I got it, man.
No, it's cool, man.
Here, I got a little bit of...
You keep that.
Fifth Avenue wrapper. There might be some
save it for the Caymans.
That's it. You got to get him something. It's the rules. We got you something for your birthday.
Hey, wait. Turn his mic off real quick. Hey.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for the Cayman trip?
I didn't know.
I love this whole, we're moving thing. It's hilarious.
I know.
It's pretty funny. I'll see you Saturday night at the party at your real house.
Okay. On the mountain?
In the center of the mountain.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve-O.
Oh, man. Oh, that's cool, man.
He had to tell me a secret.
That's cool. I was just busy looking at your birthday present.
All right. We'll
be thanks,
back.
Man.
Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion.
I want to have the greatest morning show in the universe. I mean, I want to have ultimate power of radio.
Ultimate
over
power.
Everything in the universe.
That's what I have.
Crazy.
I got it from some genie.
You really did. Somebody just said, best moment in the show? Teo's Pokemon song. Somebody else said, Teo, drop the mic. Drop it.
Mm. No.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama says his beef with Donald Trump is deeper than a policy difference. He says the Republican White House hopeful lacks the judgment, temperament, and understanding to serve as president.
There has to come a point at which you say enough.
McDonald's has gotten a boost lately from offering all-day breakfast, stock up about 20% in the past year, and now the fast food giant's making more changes.
Chicken McNuggets without preservatives and burger buns without high fructose corn syrup.
Tour bus crash in California.
The fifth named storm of the hurricane season's taken shape. Tropical storm Earl could pose a threat later on this week to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
In what could be another sign of a strengthening economy, Americans have been shopping more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was strong.
Health officials are warning pregnant women to stay away from a part of Miami because of the Zika virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new advisory for Miami's Wynwood District, where 14 people are now thought to have contracted the virus through mosquito bites.
Good morning. 9:37 and I am tired.
High today of 86 and I am also tired.
Don't sound tired.
Let's take a look at traffic. Well, the map's not working, but guys, I'm stoked about today.
Traffic's done. I'm done deleting it.
Don't delete it.
Don't you delete it.
You guys be careful. If you do see an accident, like I said, our map isn't working, so feel free to text us on the live line 585-LIVE. That's your look at traffic.
Just got a like on the old Facebook.
Bring them on, dog.
36 likes away.
It's too late, guys.
From 9,000.
We're getting fired. We didn't hit our goal of 9,000.
We didn't hit our goal of 9,000 yesterday, guys, but we're 36 likes short. So if you love the Morning Invasion, if you love Star 88, go share us, man. We need your help. I want to get to 10,000. I want to get to 10,000 fans. That would be legit, right?
Sure.
That's a good goal to have. 10K?
It's a good goal.
Man. We're almost to 9K.
Where were we at when I first started?
1,000.
We're at 1,000 likes. Now we're almost at 10,000.
No, we were at more than that. I don't remember where we're at.
I think it was like 7 something.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're building it, slowly but surely.
If you build it, they will come.
That's one thing about your guys' Facebook page compared to the last station's Facebook page that I was on. Completely different world.
Yeah? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Better or worse?
Well, if you look over at our Facebook page that we had.
They have bought awesome amounts on the other one. They just bought a ton of great bots.
Well, they actually did.
Did you say bots? They got bots over there?
Well, and they're constantly posting things to get likes. I mean, there's a way to get a lot of likes on Facebook.
Yeah, there is. You got to post up like clickbait titles like, exactly. She said what?
Exactly.
But it's a video of like it's witnessing.
It's clickbait.
Yeah.
It's memes, things like that. And you know what? You can get a lot of likes on Facebook really quick. But the Star 88 Facebook page, not like that at all.
We're just ticking on up there slowly but surely, being legit.
Yeah, you're not going to post something just so you can get some likes. That's what I love about it. You guys are so underground. It's just, I love it over
here. Man, we're so underground. Nobody knows. Basically just buried.
Nobody knows the station or...
I don't know. There's Starmie members just trying to give Teo free gifts right now.
That's awesome.
But they don't have cable.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Huh?
They don't have cable.
He's mad.
Steve, at you know what? You got a huge box of gifts like a month ago. What did I get? Nothing.
You weren't here.
I was here. When you got the whole box of toys?
No, I meant for like your birthday.
What do you mean?
No, I mean you were here for your birthday.
Yeah, we did the show on his birthday.
But then like you left, and usually it takes a couple days for it to kick in, so you were gone like during the prime time for your gifts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he's saying the week after your birthday is when you're supposed to get gifts.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for mine.
it's been a couple weeks since his birthday.
Yeah, still just holding out hope.
2 or 3 weeks.
Hold on.
Guys, you don't really have to get me anything for my birthday, but if you do, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really
happy
cool.
Birthday.
But
August
if you
12th.
Do, I want cold hard cash.
Yeah, I've already said that. Cash and gift cards.
That's not. Somebody get him a gift card to Hastings. That'd be hilarious.
No, I don't want to go in there. It smells weird.
Sorry, we're out of business. Oh, but man. I got this gift card.
But they're not.
No, they're not. Man. I don't know what's going on with them. I feel like we need a real-life update on what's happening, because when we were younger, Hastings was the go-to place. Like, it was the cool spot.
Not for me. You didn't rent. Have Hastings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did.
I guess, yeah.
They're an out-west thing.
And so I worked there a lot, because it was like, oh, video rentals and CDs and, oh, back then, tapes and then CDs and tapes.
For me, as a radio guy, when I first got into radio, and people, because I grew up in a small town, so... Everybody knew who I was, especially if you're on the radio. So when I'd go to Hastings, they would all think that I was the coolest person ever. Man. Like, because there'd be the music section, I'd be over there checking out some cool CDs.
Yeah, you're going to play some of these guys?
Yeah, and they're like, so you should play these guys on the radio. And you're like, you'd walk into Hastings and you were like the man. It was
Big Fish, Little Pond.
Nobody recognizes
me
anymore.
Let's get back to a Little Pond.
So, FYI, if you do decide to get Teo,
it was FYE where I was from.
If you do decide to get Teo a gift card, don't actually get it at Hastings, because unpopular two stories here. No, what's the words I'm trying to use words that say contrary to popular belief.
Use your words.
So Hastings will be closing all of their stores nationwide.
So it is happening?
Yes.
What?
They filed for bankruptcy last month. They were planning on closing all the stores nationwide, obviously, including the 14 in New Mexico. The chain had been up for sale. There was a winning buyer. There was a joint venture that, quote, will instead oversee a liquidation of all stores.
Yeah.
So they're probably slashing the prices, right?
I don't know. They said closing dates for the stores have not been determined, but they're shutting down everything, including GoHastings.com, like their website, all of the company's corporate offices, which are based in Amarillo, Texas.
Let's see if I can buy that.
Amarillo by morning.
Yeah, they were purchased by some retail partners, so they are still full on closing all Hastings.
Hmm. You better do it fast with Post Hastings coming up soon.
Okay,
that's sad, man. That's one of the last places to rent. Rent DVDs.
No, man, you can rent them out of my van.
Okay.
Is that you down on Central and Coors?
I can't confirm or deny, but I'll tell you what, that shop will never close.
But here's what sucks in real life. There are 14 locations in New Mexico, so that means hundreds of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of jobs lost.
Hundreds of people are going to lose their jobs. So, guys, going to need prayer for a lot of teenagers.
Okay. They're, you know...
Or 40-somethings who just never got that degree.
Would the two of you please reply to the person that keeps sending the same Pokemon picture over and over? They said, for the two of you who play Pokemon, no answer. Can either Steve-O or Dex relate to this? Haha, same picture. Can you guys answer them?
I don't get pictures over here, okay?
Get pictures
here it is. Relate to it.
I don't want to.
When you somehow catch a Pokemon that's way beyond your level, let us proceed to the next gym. I'm the trainer. You are nothing.
Okay.
What? Glad you got. Yeah. It's weird.
All right. Speaking of free stuff.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
There's a woman in St. Petersburg, Florida. Her name is Ernestina.
Ernestina.
Who works as a high school custodian. She couldn't afford a car, so she'd walk about a mile to work every day carrying a bunch of bags. She'd always walk past an auto shop that's owned by a guy named Richard Newberry. Well, on Friday, he finally went outside to talk to her. He found out her story. Turns out her son is a former Marine who took his own life because of PTSD. She moved to Florida a few weeks ago to try to have a fresh start. And Richard used to be homeless and had been through rough times himself, so he offered to sell Ernestina a used car at a huge discount.
Ernestina.
First he said he'd only charge her $600, but she couldn't afford it, so he lowered it to $300. But she still couldn't afford it.
Wow, sounds like she's... Is this good news or not?
So,
she's doing a really good job so far.
Richard said, well, sorry, but I'll give it to somebody else that I know. And so she just went back to work, and she still needs a car. So.
Wait, that was the story?
Dex.
What?
We have got to work on this, bud. That was a real-life situation with no redeeming value right
there.
Kidding.
That's not the story.
Okay, good.
I'm kidding. So after he's like, okay, $600. I can't afford that. $300. Can't afford that. All right, you can have the car. So he just gave her the car. He streamed the whole thing on Facebook, and the video has been viewed almost 20,000 times. The shop has also set up a GoFundMe page to help Ernestina with extra costs like car registration, insurance, gas, all that kind of stuff. Pretty cool. He told her, quote, I've been in this boat. I've been where you're at, and I've made it through. That's what he told her. So she thanked him and says, quote, he's given me hope on life. Man, that's amazing.
Good. That's good stuff.
That's hard, man.
I love it.
That's just, oh, gosh. Good people out there, man.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's time to wrap up the news and get on out of here, fellas.
Is it already? Whoa. I had no idea it was this late.
This has been the slowest show of my life.
Slowest of my life.
It has not been a slow show.
I love you,
Wendy.
I'm so tired.
Could be in time. Did you know, and Dex, this could be different for you. I'd say that eating is a pretty major part of being an American. Would you two agree?
Mm-hmm.
Love to eat.
So why are we rushing through it?
Rushing.
A new study by the USDA found we only spend 80 minutes a day eating.
That sounds like a lot.
But this includes all of our meals and snacks. So it's all three of your primary meals. For me, all five of them.
What if we're fast eaters?
That's the thing. Why are we rushing through foods?
I feel like I only spend like maybe 40 minutes a day eating, but I eat a lot.
Well, I feel like maybe you spend 40 minutes per meal.
Hmm. You know what? I take it back. I'm the type of guy that really doesn't eat a whole lot during the day, but when I do eat,
you don't.
I just eat.
I watch you.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I watch you.
Do you?
At all times. I got drones following you, people.
How's my delivery into the mouth?
I mean, magic ghosts.
Do I need to slow down?
I feel like you're doing a pretty good job.
Because I eat breakfast, you know,
it's
Monday through Friday. I eat the burrito that we get every morning. But then I don't usually
eat. You don't eat lunch.
I usually don't. Well, I do sometimes.
You
but
snack.
Sometimes I don't. And then I'm waiting because I go home and I just sleep. And then I wake up and I'm starving and cranky. Why is that funny?
Sorry. I like when you tell stories, I picture you doing the things that you tell, and it makes me laugh.
I wake up and I'm just cranky because I haven't
figured you getting them going, ah.
Give me some food, Leslie. Where's my phone?
And then she's like, Grand Peachy rolls in and goes, I do it on purpose. Gosh.
Oh, man.
The study also found the most popular other things we do while we eat or watch TV, we work, and we talk with other people. Pokemon Go is soon to make this list. Pokemon. Here are some things to eat that will help you focus. This is my Teo John. This is the John Teosh moment of the day.
Like,
are
John,
you proud of that?
Steve-O, do you get the John Tesh joke?
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
I combine Teo with John Tesh because John Tesh, he gives like these little inspirational, motivational moments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's the John Teo-ish moment.
Gosh.
Wait, John Teo-ish motivational moment of the day.
Love it.
It's showtime.
Do you need me to explain it, Dex?
I got it. Buddy.
Okay.
I got it.
Here are some things that to eat that'll help you focus. Whole grain cereal. Whole wheat toast.
I don't like whole anything.
Spinach. Salads with leafy greens.
Mm.
Gum. And just anticipating the stimulating effect of coffee is enough for you to focus.
Really?
Yep. Researchers have found that people who drink decaf without knowing it reported being way more alert. Dummies.
Goes along with that whole,
Although it works better in women than men.
The placebo effect. You're talking
feminist,
about it this morning.
It. Yep. It's true. It's true. A guy in Washington broke into a garage last week, left a shoe print and dog poop as he was walking away. The cops stopped him later that night and arrested him after they found the matching poop on his shoe.
Boom. Nailed it.
Not so much a gum shoe as much as a poop shoe.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Donald Trump was speaking in Virginia yesterday and a baby started crying. Did you guys hear about this?
Can I play the clip? Because it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, no.
I have the biggest bank in the world as a tenant of mine in New York. The biggest in the world, a Chinese bank. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies, though. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby.
So he's sitting there talking about this baby and how I love babies. This is great. But then he continues his speech and the baby starts crying again. And so he tells the baby, or tells the parent of the baby, you need to leave. You need to get out.
No.
Yeah.
Wonderful baby.
Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. So. I love babies.
The Sandman says maybe he'll take you above.
What a beautiful baby.
Wonderful baby.
Beautiful.
I'll watch
beautiful.
While you grow.
Healthy.
If I knew the future.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Here.
What if, guys, I think I've realized my calling. It might be a little late. I've decided to run for president. I feel like...
Hey, if Harambe can, you can.
I feel like...
8% of the vote.
I am a caricature of the Donald. He says crazy things, and he doesn't have a dumb button.
No, he doesn't.
Gosh, but they love him.
Did you call it a dumb button or
dump.
A dump? Oh,
yeah. See, guys, like we have a both. Delay because there are times where I just say outlandish things, and Teo and Dexter give me the Teo. Knowing look, yeah. And then they go. Pew.
Jack says it's Teo.
Yes, that's
a
true.
A 53-year-old guy in Florida did donuts. See what I did there?
Yeah,
donuts.
Yeah.
In his pickup on a woman's lawn yesterday, over the bad reviews she'd left for his wife's business on Yelp.
Oh my gosh!
I would like to reread this in a southern. Fashion because I think my parents are listening.
Okay, good.
53-year-old dude in Florida did donuts in his pickup on some lady's yard yesterday. She's giving him all bad reviews and whatnot about his wife's business. So he said, now I'm all up in your business. Yep.
That was good, man.
Boom! Living in the future.
Yeah, I am. Some dude in England wiped out while he was mountain biking on Sunday, and when he landed on his butt, his iPhone in his back pocket exploded.
No way.
And it gave him such a nasty burn.
Did you see it?
Yes. I saw this last night. Dawn showed me. He's in the hospital for 6 days getting a skin graft.
His phone exploded.
The lithium battery or whatever the battery is exploded and burned his leg.
Nope.
Terrifying.
You know, it's another good YouTube video to watch.
What's that?
Type in e-cigarettes explode.
Why would we do that?
I don't want to go watch.
Go watch.
Buck mess up.
It's great.
That's funny.
Instagram just copied Snapchat, and it's the stories feature. Instagram stories. They copied it almost exactly.
Nuh-uh.
Do you care?
Yes, because a lot of people care because every time I've gone to Instagram now, that's all people are posting.
I would like to read my tweet from last night. Which I thought was clever, but apparently nobody else in this world thinks
I'm
too funny.
Can you read it in a southern accent?
You know I can. Are you kidding me? All right. Personally stoked about this hashtag Instagram story thing. Snapchat was always like that super cool, kind of dangerous gal you wanted to ask out, but she's too afraid to do it. But now her kind of dorky, not as dangerous sister has just admitted she likes you. Win-win. Emoji of girl with hand. Sassy girls. That's what I call it.
Sassy girls.
She's my sassy side.
You know, that's my wife's nickname is...
Sassy girl.
Sassy.
Sassy Lassie. Do you guys remember that dog, Lassie? Are you sad because Labor Day is the end of summer? Or are you happy because it's the start of fall?
I'm excited for fall.
30%
right
of
now.
People say they're happy for fall. I'm one of them.
I am too.
Steve-O?
I can't wait.
Okay.
Dude, that's going to be the time to go out and Pokemon.
Looks like we're 3 for 10 in this room.
I'm excited for that.
The new teen trend is telling your friend you're going to paint a sunset on their back. And instead, painting a famous meme?
Yeah, their teenagers are actually painting memes on each other's backs.
Teenagers.
And then taking pictures of it and posting it. We should do this.
Giving them inch. They swim
all
over.
Who wants to
you.
Paint something on my
oh,
back?
Oh, great. No, this is intense.
It just took a turn for the weird.
I thought she was painting a sunset.
Hey, man, we got to keep up with these millennials.
That's really good, man. These paintings, what is that? These paintings are really good.
Look, there's Patrick.
Patrick!
Patrick!
Oh, there's the poopy emoji. No, there's that
that's
SpongeBob
chocolate pudding.
Meme. No, it's not. There's the Donald right there.
That's hilarious.
There's that thing.
Do you see these, Steve-O? Look at these.
Why would we want to do that to each other?
That's what kids are doing.
That's, okay.
I quit.
He kissed her like her lips were air and he couldn't breathe.
Oh, nope. I'm out. Sure. I'm out. No, stop. Get away from me, you weirdo. Gosh, guys.
How does this feel?
No, oh, that feels pretty good, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
I like this one. This person asked me to paint a popular yet unexpected internet meme, but I instead painted a sunset.
So, I'd probably paint the sandias on your back.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I could see them right there and I could just paint them.
That sounds like a wonderful afternoon if you'd like to schedule it with my secretary.
Okay.
A woman posted a photo of a hamburger that uses avocado halves as buns, which looks cool but is very, very inefficient and just completely impractical.
Yeah, how do you eat that?
You don't.
That's
you
one,
look
that's
at
a
it,
one bite.
You
right
take
there.
A picture of
that
it.
That looks nice.
It does look delicious, but also stupid. Shannon Doherty's dog knew she had cancer before anyone else. I guess we have a little clippy here.
This amazing dog, Bowie, she's a German Shepherd. She would obsessively sort of sniff right here on my right side. And so it made sense when I got diagnosed. Then when I got back from surgery, she again was kind of like right in this area.
Her dog would sniff the cancer.
Incredible.
I've heard that. And now, you know what? Vader sniffs me all the time. I wonder if I have something wrong with
him. Well, okay. I was going to say Rocket always sniffs Steve-O too, but that's just his butt.
Okay. I'm so glad you didn't say Chrissy, because literally every time anything happens, she stubs her toe and she's like, cancer. I think it's cancer. I'm like, Chrissy, stop Googling things. WebMD ruined everyone. Now everyone has cancer.
Guys, early reviews for Suicide Squad aren't that good.
Oh, this is going to be great. I know it will.
We will definitely have a review, I'm sure.
We will at some point.
Partially, possibly.
One day.
Maybe not. Probably not, actually. You know what? We're not going
to watch it.
All right, we're done. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for all the text messages. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the love and the encouragement. Time to go. Podcast will be up in a little bit.
Yeah, girl.
iTunes, Google Play, just type in Morning Invasion. Steve-O, Tao.
Sir.
Yeah. I'm tired, man.
Let's go get you.
I believe
a cold
in you.
Shower.
All
right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
CD. That's CD.
We
right.
Just skipped.
Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.